If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
So right now, I'm standing in the gayest place on earth.
I guess so.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
Who wants some man meat?
I do.
You're gay. Oh God, you're really gay. Yes, I said you're gay. That's cause you're really gay. You're gay, 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 gay. You're gay.
And now, cut, print, gay. Our feature presentation.
Take it if you don't. Maybe the best cover ever.
I love it. I would start every morning that way.
It's not good. I mean, don't mistake that for us saying, wow, we're holding this up as, you know, somebody that could win American Idol.
Mm-mm.
But really, both of them are so bad that it adds up
that
to just
awesome.
A beautiful thing.
No stop sign, be little. Nobody gonna slow me down.
Like a wheel. Spin it. Nobody gonna mess me around.
Hey, Stephen, pay my dues.
Playing in a rocking band.
Hey, Mama, look at me.
I'm on my way to the promised land. I'm on my way to hell.
Fascinated by the human mind and how both of those people honestly 1,000% believe that they've got the goods. They are good. They're good singers.
Is it their minds or their ears? Because they don't hear what we hear.
No, they don't at all.
But maybe there's something going on there. That's completely different.
But your ears can't change it to sound good.
Well, something's going on.
I think it's just the way that they...
It's where it goes from the ear to the brain.
And then somehow it gets translated into, wow, I'm nailing it. I'm really... And you see it, you know, every year at the beginning of American Idol.
Absolutely.
You see these people that come out there and they are... Their confidence level is just through the roof. And the talent levels just through the floor.
Yeah.
And I have never understood. I mean, most people kind of... You know if you can sing or not. And most people can't, so they don't very much.
They don't try to do that. That's for sure. Thank you for letting us hear the ending. We rarely get to hear the ending.
That is true.
Which is really the best part of all.
Because it's ending? Or?
Yeah, well, yeah, a little bit.
So that was the Armenian comedian and also a singer named Wing.
Yes.
That we discovered on South Park. That South Park discovered. And then we looked
them
up online.
We
co-opted. I'm not kidding. That woman right there that was just saying... 8, 9, 10 CDs.
Mm-hmm. And you've got them all.
I do. I have them all.
You bought them all.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I was so excited, too. I was like, oh, my God, she's got 10 CDs.
I must have them.
Are you kidding? She sings, like, Elvis songs. She sings this. Who is this? Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Not this version, but that's who sang the song originally.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart,
take your calls in a second.
You don't have to be afraid of what you are.
1-800-520-1067.
There's an answer. If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you cast your fear aside.
What the hell was that? One of the worst I've ever heard. I hate you so much, I want to shoot you in your face.
Honey, I like you, but you're just not right for this competition.
Yo, dog, I gotta tell you, for me, man, that was not even half good, dude.
Come on now.
Not even half good?
Not even half.
Come on, that's half good.
No, it really isn't. It's not even half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries.
Made my morning.
I could play Wing songs all day.
And I could listen all day. I gotta
know,
be honest.
But I think you and I are in the minority, so.
Probably.
Let's move on and take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
All right, just for getting in today and getting on the air, you get a pair of tickets to join K-Rock at an advanced screening of Warren Miller's Dynasty. So, good luck with that. Let's begin with Jeff. Hello, Jeff. What it do?
What up, Bucklebutt?
Good morning. What it do?
Now that my ears are bleeding.
Oh, how dare
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know how most people are stupid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Myself included. Go ahead.
Driving down the freeway, see something on the side of, activity on the side of the road, thinking that's why the jackass in front of me is slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he slams on his brakes.
Right.
Oh, I'm in a truck. I almost hit him. So everybody, the rest of the freeway is flying. Everybody behind me stopped. This guy gets out of his truck, or out of his car in the fast lane, to look at the front of his car.
What?
To look?
I get out of my car, I walk up to him and ask him, what the F are you doing, you stupid?
Yeah.
And I smacked him inside the head to get off the freeway and I get back in my truck.
What was he doing?
He ran over a tire. Just a tread.
So, but he didn't feel the need to pull over to the shoulder.
Obviously, he should have.
Wow. Or get off the freeway.
Yeah.
I had the unfortunate experience of being in San Bernardino all this past Sunday.
Yes.
All day Sunday. And driving back, it occurred to me that people hit their brakes for no reason. A lot.
There's a lot of random braking.
And you can
Absolutely.
Look ahead of them and you can see no brake lights.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of just flowing along. And you'll get behind somebody that'll hit their brakes once. And for no reason, you go, what was that for? And then they'll hit their brakes again and again. And I decided that we need a 3-strike law. I decided that they should sell new cars with a little sensor on the front. And if you needlessly brake, once you get a warning, twice, you get a little bit of a stronger warning.
Mm-hmm.
Third time, your car blows up. Death.
Murder button.
That's what I've decided.
It seems excessive, but I do understand
Not to me.
Your frustration.
All right, let's go to Alex. Hi, Alex.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hi.
So, why did you guys have to play that so early in the morning to make my ears bleed?
Oh, come on.
That did not sound like a woman. That sounded like a man with a high-pitched voice putting his two fingers up on his throat and singing all this.
Yeah.
It did kind of, yeah.
It sort of did.
You're right.
Did you see the South Park that was on, Alex?
No, well, no, I didn't.
Obviously, my reaction was the same, which is there's no possible way this is real.
Exactly.
So then I watched the credits roll, and it said thanks to Wing, W-I-N-G. And I was like, what? Who's? And I went online, and I was so happy to find that she was real.
I'm going to have to Google that right now.
See? Now
I'm telling
you.
I
don't believe you until I see it.
That's probably a good policy. But just for you. A little dancing queen, an old Amazon. My favorite part is this buildup right here, because then when she comes in, you go, no, no, no. Nope. Oh, she's so good. All right. Let's go and talk to Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
What it do, nephew? What it do, Linda?
Hi, Bobby. What it do?
Hey, so yesterday I was driving and heard a fire truck coming. So I stopped at the intersection. And apparently, you know, everyone was coming to a stop. So the truck proceeds to go through the intersection. Some idiot didn't use his brakes. And the fire truck T-boned him, plowed right into him.
Wow. You do not want to get T-boned by a fire truck.
No.
And I don't think we're talking in code here.
No, but yeah. Lights and siren blaring, and you know, the idiot had his windows up and radio on and just got T-boned hard.
Wow. Well, and the other sad thing about that is now the fire truck's not getting to wherever it needs to go.
Yeah,
well,
there's that right. as well.
Yeah, that's just bad on all levels.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Michelle, who has kind of an interesting take on people who think they can sing. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. What it do? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
So I cut out for American Idol last season. I actually met some of the crazy people that actually think they can sing, and they really think that they can sing. Like,
you tried out, and you're one of those people, or you saw those people?
I saw those people. I guess maybe I could be one of those people.
Yeah, well.
I don't understand how they
don't
know it. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't either. I mean, maybe, you know, not everybody has an ear for tone or music or whatever, but you'd think you'd be able to tell if you're horrible.
Like, maybe they would record themselves at some point and listen to it, not while they're doing it, but, you know, independently.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole thing.
I think it's maybe a lot of them have family that encourages them.
Right. That's what I think,
constantly.
Too.
But, yes, but... What is it in their brain that doesn't go,
well, if people
wow,
keep
do I
telling
suck?
You that's good, I well, don't know, maybe that, you start to just believe it.
I'm responsible for their meaning comedian then, because every time
that
he sings, I tell him that's good.
That is your fault.
But really, he doesn't need my help with that, in that category. He really is just a very
total
firm believer
confidence.
In himself.
Yeah.
And that is super fascinating to me. I you know, everybody has different levels of talent. But some people, man, their confidence is so out of line, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and those are the people that I love. Talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. But first, Wing sings Elvis. Or 10 albums she's got.
She's magic.
Oh, you know there are plenty of people telling her, wow, that's great. We got to do another.
If you've got 10 CDs, it's hard to argue. People are buying them, right?
I'm buying Someone them. Is. I'll tell you that. I ordered them all. The day they all came in one box, it was like Christmas Day.
Dude, that's what kept her going for another year.
Could be. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. You got butt implants.
I am fascinated by this. I get why someone would do it.
You do?
Yeah. A woman with a totally flat butt, that would be a bummer.
I guess, but can you wear clothing to play
Pants
it down?
With or, padding?
I don't know.
And how much can you really do, Mike, to fix that? I mean, you could do some.
I think when it comes to the booty, a lot of that's genetic, especially girls, like you said, who have a really flat butt.
Yeah.
And there's nothing less appealing
than when
there's width and no depth. You know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, but then, wow, I don't get it, but we're going to talk to a cosmetic doctor who does this kind of surgery all the time.
Okay.
Says it's super common. I mean, his business is just booming.
Common did it?
Wow. Also on today's show, we have the actor that plays Finn on Glee.
I love Glee.
It occurred to me as I was watching the last episode that Glee is High School Musical. But it's done for...
It's the Thinking Man's High School Musical.
Yes.
That's sure. what I think.
If that makes you feel better.
It does.
No, I mean, it's the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, it's the football player that
there's
tries
the cheerleader.
Out for... Yeah, it's the same storyline. But for some reason, I love it.
Because there's real tension going on and... People are pregnant and lying and mean and...
It's funny.
In wheelchairs.
The music's well
nobody
done.
Nobody in a wheelchair in High School Musical.
That's
I guarantee
true.
You that.
That is true. So we're going to have him on the program today. We have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas coming up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have... I believe we have to talk to Omar, who has... Look, everybody has the things they love and hate, right? Twilight New Moon is coming out on Friday. I watched the first one. I didn't love, you know.
But you didn't hate. Right?
I laughed at the fact that his skin turns into diamonds when he's in the sun. But other than that, yeah, I mean, it was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just his hatred is almost cartoonish.
His hatred of a lot of things is almost cartoonish.
It's cartoon hate.
He's a really angry man.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to talk to him about that. We'll tell you a little bit more about Miss Double December.
Okay.
And we will take a quick break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 54?
What?
554. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with a first look at the showbiz for today. What's going on, Ralph?
You are not starting strong, man. Just telling you.
How dare you.
Yeah. What were you eating last night? So I don't know. What were you eating last night?
I am all good.
Were you eating brownies?
I wish.
Were you eating peanut butter cups, cookies?
Nope.
How do you intake your drugs these days?
How dare you?
Calling the FDA or the DEA or the FBI. The FBI!
A live one.
Let's talk about showbiz, shall we? Well, ladies, bad news for you.
What?
Levi Johnston, the almost son-in-law of Sarah Palin.
Yes?
Has announced this week that you won't be getting any full frontal nudity shots in his Playboy spread, his Playgirl spread.
We're not going to see his Johnston?
You will not see his Johnston.
Why? Isn't
or
that
his
the
Levi.
Point?
I guess not.
I mean, I don't care to see it, but
yes,
that is the point
do.
Of that magazine.
You want to see his Schwanstucker.
This is the biggest really. Non-story ever to me.
Yeah.
You don't get it, man.
From the beginning of he's going to do it to...
He's Levi Johnston.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's white hot.
Right?
In Alaska, maybe.
While Sarah Palin was on Oprah, by the way, speaking about her new book, she said it was heartbreaking that Levi was going the way of porn. Oh, easy. It's a big difference between porn and Playgirl. Right, Psycho Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Art.
Good news. Looks like Sean Connery's getting back to work. He is retired from acting, but that hasn't kept him from making a new movie. He has signed on to be the lead voice in a new CGI animated movie called Sir Billy, which is about, and I'm not kidding you, a retired skateboarding veterinarian who lives on a remote Scottish village who spearheads the rescue of an illegal fugitive who happens to be a beaver.
What the F are you talking about?
There's a new movie, CGI animated film called Sir Billy, and it is about, once again, a retired skateboarding veterinarian who lives in a remote Scottish village who spearheads an effort to rescue a beaver.
I know, I heard you say that the first time, but seriously.
I don't think you heard me. So, yeah, Sean Connery will be playing the lead in that film. Congratulations.
Wow. He knows how to pick him.
That's why he came out of retirement.
He doesn't come out of retirement just for anything.
He's also executive producer, apparently, of the film. So I don't know whether he's playing the beaver or the vet.
I hope all of the above.
I do, too. I hope he does many wacky voices like Jim Carrey. Be hilarious. Pamela Anderson has announced that just in time for the holidays, you'll be able to pick up her signature scent.
That's so hot.
Malibu.
Oh,
yes.
Malibu.
Now you can smell like Pamela Anderson.
Pam Anderson?
It'll be available just in time for the holidays in drugstores around the world.
You smell like Pam Anderson? You smell like Malibu.
It's called Malibu, but it's her signature scent,
okay.
She claims. I'm betting it's going to be in low-rent drugstores around the world. That's where you'll find it.
Yeah, probably.
This holiday season. No one has smelled it yet, but apparently it is a combination of motor oil, Pabst Blue Ribbon, and Vicks VapoRub.
Yum.
That's what you get when you smell like Pam Anderson.
Look at the list there. Any Tommy Lee added in there? Or no? Because I hope not.
No, Kev.
What's wrong with you?
Well, you asked me. You knew and you asked anyway.
I was more heading for the impression than I was that.
Oh.
But all right.
Apparently, celebrity scents, all the rage.
It's very profitable, I guess.
It is very profitable for people to put out their own signature perfumes.
The people who really do well with it make $100 million. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah,
money.
You're right.
But apparently, there's another company that has gone at least one step beyond. It's a perfume company in Beverly Hills that is coming up with a line of fragrances based on the DNA of dead celebrities.
What?
They are using hair clippings from the stars owned by a celebrity hair collector named John Reznikoff to create scents that actually contain the DNA of your favorite dead celebrities.
Did you say there's a celebrity hair collector?
Sure, John Reznikoff, famous celebrity dead hair collector.
Huh.
Dr. Diva Verdin says you won't actually smell like any of the famous people, since DNA doesn't actually have a smell, but all the fragrances will contain actual DNA from Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, and several other dead celebrities. You can get all the info at mydnafragrance.com if you'd like to get the smell of your favorite dead celebrities.
I don't think I want to smell like Michael's DNA.
I think you do.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
That's right, Kevin. Your dirty mind. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Comedian Kevin Nealon, a good friend of our show, is 56 years old today. Oscar Nunez, who plays Oscar, coincidentally, on The Office, he is 51 years old. Singer Kim Wilde. She's one of the kids in America.
We're the kids in America.
Whoa! She is 49 years old today, as is Elizabeth Perkins from Weeds. Kirk Hammett from Metallica is 47 years old today. Owen Wilson celebrates his 41st birthday. Mike Epps is 39. Peta Wilson, who is La Femme Nikita on that very popular show, is 39 years old as well. Chloe Sevigny from Boys Don't Cry and also Big Love. Over there on the HBO, she is 35 years old today. And our very own intern, Laura, Baby Huey, celebrates her 22nd birthday today. So we're going to wish her a happy birthday. She's the goods.
She's magic.
Just look at her videos. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and I got to tell you, it's good to be a celebrity, even though a lot of times they complain about the downside.
Sure.
Ralph did a story a couple days ago about Eva Longoria.
Mm-hmm.
From Desperate Housewives. Apparently, she went to a movie theater and she bought some peanut M&Ms. She went in and sat down, opened the bag, and when she took the M&Ms out, they weren't peanut, they were regular.
Really?
Okay.
She got the yellow bag. Huh?
Yes. Now, what is the most you would do in that situation?
I'd go back to the counter and get a different bag.
Right.
I would think.
The least you would do is probably what I would do, which is just eat them.
Yeah.
I just, okay, well, whatever, it's not worth the blah, 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 blah. She looked on the back of the bag,
mm-hmm.
and there's a consumer hotline on the back of the M&M bag that says, if you have any problems, call this number.
Okay.
Wouldn't do it in a million years. She called the number. She explained to them the problem. She got the regular M&Ms instead of the peanut. And they said, we will send you a year's supply of peanut M&Ms for free.
Wow.
That's what she got for it.
That's pretty cool, although I do not want a year's supply of peanut M&Ms in my house.
I do.
And Eva Longoria, little tiny Eva Longoria, she's not going to eat. What is that, one bag for her?
Okay, so for her, she gets like a lifetime supply then.
Right, exactly.
They'll send them over.
But that's pretty awesome.
Have you ever one time called the line on the consumer helpline on the back of a product?
Never, never, ever.
It's not just that you go... should I call or not?
It doesn't even cross my mind.
Doesn't cross your mind.
No.
If there's something wrong with it, you just move on. If you go back and ask for a different candy or whatever, that's about it.
Right. But
I figured what we would do is try this because M&M.
You want a year's supply?
I'd love one. I love M&M's. I'll take either, too.
Okay.
But I thought we would call the consumer hotline and we would try to claim the same thing.
Okay.
So we ordered
they can't prove it.
Right. And we got regular M&M's and what do we do now?
Right.
And then they'll send us some free M&M's.
Clearly it's been happening.
So let me see here. Hello?
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 M&M people?
M&M.
Would they hang up on you?
Hey, M&M people.
Son of a gun.
They don't even let me.
That is crappy.
They don't even let me give them my complaint.
Consumer help, by the way.
That's what
Hello?
I would do. I would do that. I would put a number on the back and then just have it ring a couple times and just go dark.
That's why we don't do it, because this is what happens. Because it's complete BS.
I'm going to try it again.
All right. Maybe you dialed wrong. Because that never happens.
That was my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't you dump me this time, M&M's.
Maybe they're not up this early.
Thank you for calling the M&M Consumer Hotline. Your questions and comments are important to us. Are you calling about M&M's? Press 1. If you're calling about peanut M&M's, press 2.
All right, 2. Okay.
If this is an issue of quality, press 1. If this is an error in packaging, press 2.
Let's say it's an error in packaging.
Yeah.
It's come to our attention that some mistakes have been made in our packaging, especially for peanut M&Ms.
All right.
We are dedicated to correcting these mistakes for you, our valued customer.
All right.
Would you say that you eat peanut M&Ms rarely, press 1, often, press 2?
I think we get more if
yes,
we say
yeah,
often.
Yes, often.
Often.
Yeah, you have our nuts in your mouth all the time, don't you?
What?
Yeah, you love our nuts in your mouth. You can't get enough of our nuts in your mouth, can you?
What's this about?
At the tone, say you love our nuts.
Do we have to do that to get
it.
Some?
Don't you want them?
Well, yeah, but
just
I don't.
Just do it.
I didn't hear a tone.
I didn't either.
We love your nuts.
Yeah. You love our nuts.
Right, the peanut M&M's ones.
You can't get enough of our nuts.
Right.
Now, make the sound that you make when our nuts are in your mouth.
Oh my God.
What?
Do it! Make the sound! Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the sound.
What's happening right now? When do I get the free...
Don't stop making the sound! Give me your home address,
no.
And I'll bring you a year's supply of peanut M&M's.
Not a chance.
I'm coming to your house.
No, nope, you're not.
I'm coming to your house with my nuts.
You're not doing it.
They're going right in your mouth.
You're not doing it.
Give me the address.
Not doing it. All right. Listen, we got to move on.
That's
this is not working.
We do not call these numbers.
Wow.
Never mind. I'm done.
Hey. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 23 minutes after 6 o'clock. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's that magical time of year that we love as we head toward Christmas. And more importantly, the month of double December. And we look for our own little pageant queen.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel. And just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
I sure don't know what that song means.
I don't either.
A beep doesn't make any sense, but...
Must be cheese. Hard cheese. like a provolone or a mozzarella.
We are accepting applications now through this coming Monday. Go to kevinandbean.com. Check it out. You can send in a picture. It's a little short questionnaire that we ask you. We're trying to find out a little bit about your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll announce the top 10. And then you, the Kevin and Bean listener, will be able to vote on who is Miss Double December 2010.
The role of Miss Double December is one of the few advantages to actually listening to the Kevin and Bean Show if you get to be elected Miss Double December.
One of the very few.
Because you get to come to all the concerts that we do throughout the year, all the parties that we throw all year long, all the live shows that we do. Every cool event that happens with the Kevin and Bean Show all throughout the year, we invite Miss Double December to come join us.
Starting with both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009.
Yeah.
Nice.
Both nights.
Yeah.
So, and then we have a pageant, a live show at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Mm-hmm. And we bring out the top 10 and we interview them and we ask them, what their talent is. Here's a highlight from a year past, one of those shows.
Tawny is able to put her fist into her mouth.
All right, so it's not, it may not be highbrow talent.
Well, it may not be things you have to rehearse a lot.
Look,
necessarily.
Talent is objective.
That's absolutely.
Subjective or objective?
Subjective.
Subjective, okay.
Yeah. Talent is different for different people. Listen, what I'm trying to say, basically.
That talent, as far as I'm concerned, is right up there at the top.
I'm good with that. And we also do a swimsuit competition, and we do a nightclub clothing competition.
Like you would go out for an island.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Here's another clip from one of the previous shows.
What will your talent be today?
Making my boobs bounce.
Put them on the glass.
We're going to need a little of that over here. A little of that for the judge over here, huh?
And then we ask him questions to kind of try and find out a little bit about their personality. And Ralph came up with this question.
Kelly, if you could go back in a time machine, where and when would you go?
I would go probably back to the 70s because I believe that was the most fun, where they could shake their ass and do their thing.
Why try to prevent 9/11 when you get parties?
Good point, buddy. I'm with her. Money's wrong.
I agree.
Prevent 9/11, whatever. 70s, Studio 54, do some blow with Bianca Jagger. That's where I'd be.
And then last year's winner, Cassandra, who we loved, by the way, who was a great Miss Double December 2009.
Yep.
Ralph asked her this question, and then all hell broke loose.
What would be the ingredients in a Cassandra?
Okay, it would have some chocolate chip cookie dough, because that's no matter what, the best thing ever.
Yeah!
To add some brownies with a little kick in them, because that'll be all me.
Listen.
What? I said his. I was talking about his.
You know we're on the air, right? You know we're on the air.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
You're fired.
Is that why you brought me here, to pin that on me, Kevin? What the hell?
I thought her name was Liz. What do you want from me?
Kevin added an ingredient that we can't air.
That's weird.
It was neither his nor Liz.
Because people have a very dirty minds, and we're not allowed to even get close. But I wasn't saying
you may not
like
be invited
that.
This year to
How
the pageant.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
I think you're right. We should leave him
we're
at home.
Tighten up the guest list.
Yeah.
The applications are now pouring in, which is great. We have a bunch of pictures.
Where do you go to apply? If I want to apply, where do I go?
Go to kevinandbean.com, and it says Miss Double December. You just click on it, and that's
where I'll go then to apply
simple.
This year.
Here are some things that we shouldn't have to tell you. And Alex, our producer, just came in and told me. We're going to need to see something other than your face.
The goods?
Well, yeah.
It
or
is
vice
Miss
versa.
Double December.
It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be nude, although you will get points for it. But why would you send a picture from the neck up, first of all?
Right.
If it's Miss Double December.
Right.
Yes, but conversely, if you send a picture just of your cans and no face,
right,
that's not going to work either.
That's a warning sign as well.
We've had both of these.
Guys have been fooled too many times by that, where they go, wow, and then the face isn't in the picture. And then so if you send in just the boobs and not the face, then it scares people.
Right.
Yeah.
Because why not send the face? What's going on here?
Do you have a face?
Right, exactly.
This is a beauty pageant. We want the whole package.
So we shouldn't have to explain that your face and waist up is kind of the important part of the picture.
Right.
But apparently we do need to explain that.
Okay.
So go to kevinandbean.com, click on Miss Double December. You can send in your applications, your photos. You can fill out the information. It doesn't take very long at all. And between now and Monday, and then we'll pick a top 10 and we will move on. But it's a beautiful time of year.
It is.
And
it's going to be fun.
Miss Double December. Go to kevinandbean.com for info.
Hey!
Not sure. Maybe try it again next time. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 6:36. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. I know. Hot, right?
Yeah, it's good.
We have Omar in the studio.
Hey.
He's our production guy. And he's a strange guy because most people don't feel very strongly about anything, really. You have a few things that you really love, a few things that you really hate, and everything else kind of falls in the middle of, it's all right, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. He has a lot of lists in the hate column. And he hates with some kind of cartoon hate. It's, I don't think
that's cartoon hate.
I really don't think that level of hatred is possible.
Most stuff doesn't deserve that level of hatred.
Are you kidding? All of it does.
Who was stuff that has never done anything to him.
This is when I discovered his problem, and it was Rachel Ray.
Yeah. Now, she's a dumb bitch, that's why.
I didn't recognize that name at the time because I don't watch cooking shows, but
she's not on our radar.
Right, at all.
Right.
So Omar goes to
is she on Ray or Omar's, by the way.
Yeah, but,
no, but I would see her like in passing on Entertainment Tonight or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. This is from in passing.
So how much could you hate her from just in passing?
Tons.
Okay. So he buys, what was the product that you had?
Oh, the Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
Yeah.
And he brings them home from the grocery store and it has Rachel Ray's picture on it.
Unacceptable.
So he tried to return them and they wouldn't let him.
Right.
So he cut.
Wait, go back for a second.
Yes, I know.
Who tries to return a box of Wheat Thins because there's a photo face on it of someone you don't like?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the principle, Lisa. You can't eat that.
So he takes a pair of scissors and cuts her face out of the box and now he's okay.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. How do you work up that much hate for anyone? Really?
It comes natural to me, I guess. I don't know.
I think it's years of drug abuse.
Do you?
Actually, has altered the chemistry of his brain.
Omar, drug abuse? Are you kidding?
You can't blame me, though. She's a hateable person.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go as far as cutting her face out of a box.
But how often do you have to deal with her?
Yeah, I mean,
not often, but when I do, she ticks me off.
She is hateable, but I only found that out after spending just a few minutes watching because of your hatred.
Right, right.
But the fact that you hated her that much just in passing.
At the time, too, she was blowing up. She just got her new show, so I think she was in a lot of the entertainment shows and other talk shows that weren't her own show, so I couldn't stay away from it easily.
You just tune away from if
you
she had access
Hollywood,
go over to the insider.
We all did.
Yeah, 10 seconds was enough.
Wow.
I'm not going to stop me from enjoying my Wheat Thins. I'm not going to look at the box. I'm just going to eat what's inside.
I should have wrote a strongly worded letter then.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Twitards, I'm sorry in advance because I know you're excited. I know this is your week. I get it. I've seen the first Twilight.
Has Omar seen the first Twilight?
No.
Okay, good.
Have you read any of the books?
Me read? Are you kidding?
Omar doesn't Omar doesn't need anything to base his hate on.
I hated. Huh? Hated.
What does that mean?
Now I have nothing but love for the Twilight movies.
What?
I got to go to the premiere.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell
me that. I actually saw New Moon. Yeah, I had a total new appreciation for
the
movies.
You went on Monday night
right.
and dealt with all those people?
Yeah.
So wait,
yeah.
You hated
those people are super annoying.
Yeah.
No doubt.
No doubt was there?
No.
So you saw the first one, hated.
No, I didn't see the first one.
Did.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you already said that. And then you went on Monday and you were surprised by how much you liked it?
Totally.
Wow.
And you know, I snuck in a recorder because I thought I was going to get, you know, record some Twitards,
right.
you know, comedy.
Right.
But I actually got some audio from the movie.
So you brought some clips in of your favorite moments?
Yeah, totally.
That's
This will prove to, you know, all the Twi haters that it's not a bad flick.
Really?
And you were one of them. You got a passionate hatred for this movie.
Yeah, yeah. I totally hate it, especially because, you know, the insanity of these super tards.
Well, they are.
Right?
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Now you brought us some scenes some of the moments that helped swing you over to the other side.
Absolutely. So, spoiler alert.
Okay.
If you guys don't want to know stuff in the plot.
Is this just illegal or highly illegal?
Highly illegal. Yeah. Okay, but whatever.
This is a felony.
So,
you want to set up the first clip?
Yeah, this is the first clip, and it is when Edward tells Bella that she's leaving him.
All right.
I'm a vampire, Bella, and I have to go where other vampires like me are.
Where is that?
San Francisco, of course. Hold on, let me mess my hair up.
Are you sure you're not leaving me because I'm not hot and I shouldn't be in this role? And this is probably the last leading role I'll ever get for the rest of my life, and I do that annoying bite my lip thing so people think I'm sexy?
What? Were you talking? Sorry, I was busy messing my hair up. I'm leaving because I'm gay.
Oh.
I'm a gay vampire.
Okay.
This movie's gay.
All right.
And yeah, you're right. You're not hot. And what kind of stupid name's Bella?
You see how good that is?
I'm beginning to think maybe these
such a good movie.
That is
aren't
nothing
actually
like the
clips
book.
From the movie.
Were you at the premiere?
I wasn't. No.
I was.
I haven't seen the movie.
I'm telling you, that's in the movie.
Lisa's right, though. It does take a hard left from the book.
It's very different. A lot of people were saying that it's a lot different from the first movie, but I don't know.
All right, we have another clip.
That is shocking.
This is when Edward confronts Jacob about Bella.
I'm Jacob the werewolf. Slightly less gay than Edward the vampire. Hey, Jacob, this is the gay vampire Edward. What are you doing with Bella? She's not even hot. Let her go. Yeah, she's pretty fugly. I don't even know why she's in this movie. Yeah, we're much hotter than her. Yeah, you're pretty hot. Oh, Jacob.
Do you believe
now,
that?
I haven't seen the film, but I'm guessing that's not
were
from
you
the movie.
At the premiere?
I wasn't, but for them to address the fact that they're in a movie.
Yeah, how many times did they say you shouldn't be in this movie?
It seems odd to me.
It seemed odd to me, too. But it was so weird.
And Edward and
so
Jacob
weird.
Sound so much alike.
They do.
That's strange to me.
This is every character in this movie.
But, are you sure your feelings about Twilight have hasn't influenced these scenes at all? Omar.
Hey, I just recorded what was on the screen.
All right.
Yeah, that's all
right.
I did.
All right.
In every movie, you know, there's a scene that really stands out to you. There's this unknown actor. He's one of the vampire leaders.
Okay.
And he calls Edward, you know, to tell him some stuff. And I thought he was the standout, breakout, like, you know, actor from this role.
Really?
He's super good.
So some unknown actor's making a phone call to Edward? Is that what you're telling
me? He's going
to
be nominated for an Oscar.
Right.
I mean, big things are going to happen for this guy. Check this out.
All right.
Yeah, Edward. Hey, what's up, man? This is Mr. Khan. Hey, I need you to take care of some for me, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got these two werewolves that I want you to dob across for me, man. Yeah, they did me some wrong in the past. So, yeah, I'm going to take care of man, dude. All right? So, I'm going to send you to make a fake deal with this ugly chick who shouldn't be in this movie. Yeah, you'll get paid plenty of blood. Yeah, plenty. Yeah, just take care of this for me, all right? Yeah, everything's going to be okay, all right? Hey, say hi to those gay vampires for me, okay? Everything's going to go down smoothly, all right? Yeah, and don't be afraid of the cross. All right, gotta go later.
So good.
Cross, because vampires don't like crosses.
Cross.
That doesn't sound... I love that movie.
It doesn't sound anything like I thought it was going to be.
But I gotta be honest, I'm in.
Yeah. You sure you didn't step into a theater showing Cucamonga Twilight?
Were you at the premiere, Ralph?
Was this called Cucamonga Twilight?
Should have been.
K-Rock is KROQ with the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 coming up Saturday and Sunday, December 12th and 13th. Night one is AFI Rise Against, Alice in Chains, 30 Seconds to Mars, 3 Days Grace, Dead by Sunrise, and Anne Berlin. If you'd like to buy tickets, you can buy them this Saturday at noon. All the details are at krock.com. It is 6:51. Ralph is here with the look at the showbiz beat. You know, we should also say that we're going to give away tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 next. And we're going to play a little game. It's a new game. And it's called Cleography.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Cleography.
So if you'd like to win those tickets, we will be giving them away just after the top of the hour if you'd like to call 1-800-520-1067.
What could Cleography be around? There's geography. I've heard of that.
Right.
And I've heard of Miss Cleo.
No, there's no tie-in.
There's no connection whatsoever? Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, I got screwed by People magazine.
Why? What?
They've announced their sexiest man alive, and I just missed the cut just this much.
Did they tell you that you just missed it, or you're just
I'm assuming.
Taking that for granted.
I mean, if I didn't win, I must be, right there. Must have been a photo finish.
Sure.
Between me and Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp, sexiest man alive.
That's her choice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is his second time he's won, by the way.
Yeah.
That's effed up.
Is it?
Well, but the rest of us.
Can't repeat?
Oh, well. You know? He can't. He gets two covers. I haven't gotten my first yet.
You're not hotter than him.
You're funny. He joins Brad Pitt and George Clooney as the only other guys to win the title more than once. What will he do with his title? I don't know.
Mm.
He's 46 years old, by the way.
Is he really?
Who looks less 46 than Johnny Depp?
Yeah, wow. You're right. He's still very boyish. Yeah.
Bastard.
Apparently, it was a... It was a close race this year. Other finalists were Rob Pattinson, inexplicably, Ryan Reynolds, Daniel Craig, and Hugh Jackman, apparently, also finished close. He won last time, so. You know what time it is?
Right.
Christmas time. It's already Christmas time.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know how I know?
How do you know?
The TV commercials are starting to include all the Christmas music in their TV commercials.
Yeah.
Trying to sell you diamonds and cell phones and other stuff you can't afford for your loved ones this year.
Right.
But I really know it's Christmas time because the celebrities are starting to put out their Christmas albums.
Yeah.
Including Bob Dylan, one of our favorites from around here.
Yes.
I finally heard the first track off the Bob Dylan Christmas album.
And what was your first instinct when you heard it?
Are you effing kidding me?
This can't be.
I heard it because someone directed me to the video, the new video.
Oh.
For awesome. Must Be Santa, which is on YouTube. If you put Must Be Santa in YouTube, you will see the Bob Dylan video.
Is this an original,
of this song.
An original song?
No, this is an old 40s
okay.
Christmas song that Bob has covered.
All right.
And it's horrible. But don't take my word for it. Please enjoy a little taste of Must Be Santa by Bob Dylan.
Who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Cherry nose. Get on it. Soon that's red. Special night. Here that's right. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Here's what I like. To me, that sounds like they said, listen, Dylan can't sing anymore. Let's bring in a choir.
Bring everybody in.
And an orchestra.
Let's get a couple cases of beer.
And really crank it. Have the choir sing louder than Bob so he can't be heard.
At least in the video, Bob's wearing a shoulder-length wig.
Yes.
And a Santa hat.
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
Wow.
That Bob's gone bye-bye.
Has anyone grown into old age? In an uglier way than him.
No.
I mean, really, he's just gotten scary.
It wasn't like he was a beautiful young man.
Right, but it's gotten much, much, much worse now.
Yeah, he's spectacular. So check that out. Check out the video. You won't believe what you're watching.
Must Be Santa.
What was the best album made in the last 10 years?
That's
well,
tough.
It wasn't Bob Dylan's Christmas album, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, no kidding.
A new poll from the British music magazine NME says it's The Strokes' debut album, Is This It?
Really?
I said it's the best album in the past 10 years. Hmm. Best album of the decade so far.
All right.
Here's your top 10 list, according to NME, the British music magazine. As you can imagine, this list slants slightly UK.
Yeah.
Because right. It is from England. Number 10, In Rainbows, Radiohead.
Okay.
Number 9, Original Pirate Material, The Streets. Number 8, Turn On the Bright Lights, Interpol. Number 7, Funeral, Arcade Fire.
Love that one.
Number 6, Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea, P.J. Harvey. I never got onto the P.J. Harvey thing. I never quite understood the people's passion for her.
But later I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Number 5, Fever to Tell, Yeah, Yeah, Yes. Number 4, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, Arctic Monkeys. Primal Scream's album,
Are you sure that's the name of it?
I'm pretty sure. Up the bracket, Libertines, and then, as I mentioned, Is This It, The Strokes, number 1.
Hmm. No Limp Bizkit?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No. Oddly enough, no Limp Bizkit.
No Chingy?
Chingy was 11th. Just missed the cut. And are you familiar with this guy, Mark Headley, former Scientologist who has written this book, Blown for Good?
Turns out I'm reading that book.
And
it's fascinating.
He left Scientology behind. Much to his personal dismay, they've not made life easy for this guy. But he's writing this tell-all expose behind the scenes of
And he wasn't on the periphery. He was in the middle of it. Fascinating.
Did you get to the part where he talks about how he trained
just started.
With Tom Cruise?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Trained what?
Trained in Scientology.
To be clear?
To be clear, and also how to convince other people of the merits of Scientology. How to talk to people about Scientology.
Right.
This guy says he trained with Tom by having him talk to chairs, ashtrays, books, desks, and bottles.
Trying to talk a bottle into Scientology?
You talk to inanimate objects, and that way you learn how you learn how to be conditioned. And when you're talking to a real human being, you don't have to take in what they're giving. You're just sending information.
Mm.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. We have that guy on the show on Monday.
Excellent.
I won't be here on Monday.
Oh.
I'll be sick. Because I think...
Are you scared?
I think I'm a scared. I think there may be a bomb threat.
And doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about Scientology?
Yeah. And sad news. Joanna Krupa.
Oh. Don't.
Got booted off Dancing with the Stars last night.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
Yeah. Apparently it was down to her and Kelly Osbourne were in the bottom two and they let go of Joanna Krupa.
Wow.
What were they thinking? So, sad
Kelly's really hanging in there.
She sure is.
Joanna is in Playboy. So that's...
Ah.
Yeah, she is.
That's much better than Dancing with the Stars. She's amazing, that woman.
She's a stunner.
Yeah.
And you want to date a Victoria's Secret supermodel?
Yes.
Well, the girls have given their likes and dislikes regards to men.
Okay.
Here's what they look for. It's so funny because everything on this list, except for one, Psycho Mike has. He has no chance of dating a supermodel.
Oh,
Victoria's Secret.
He has the opposite of what they're looking for, you
mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Marissa Miller revealed she can't stand smokers. That's why I had to quit. She wouldn't put up with it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
This is that's the only thing Psycho Mike doesn't have on this list.
Okay.
Heidi Klum dislikes men that talk about themselves too much. Oh, Mike's done with Heidi. No shot there. Dotson Krause. You familiar with Dotson Krause? She hates insecure guys. Who are filled with aggression and unhappiness.
Wow. Why didn't you just say Psycho Mike?
I don't want to date Psycho Mike. You could have been much easier if you just said that. And Alessandra Ambrosio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Says she likes, she doesn't like overly physical guys who are too concerned with their appearance.
Wow.
It's all the opposite of Mike. You're right.
Yeah. You got no shot with a Victoria's Secret model.
All right.
I got to tell you, I remember one of the Coachellas. I forget which one. I think it was when Rage Against the Machine was playing. Dave the King of Mexico, and I spent 2 hours looking for Alessandra Ambrosio because we heard she was there.
Mm-hmm.
She was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her for a brief second. I went and told Dave, and then we just spent the whole rest of the time trying to find her. Like, it was pathetic.
But
she would have liked us.
She tapped that?
Before she liked Mike.
Yes.
Tap it?
Didn't tap it as much as not see her again.
Oh, okay.
All you saw was Statham dropping bows.
Yeah. Jason Statham was there.
Today's celebrity birthday is Chloe Sevigny is 35 years old today. How great is it going to be when Chloe Sevigny turns 70? It's going to be the greatest birthday I'll ever announce. Chloe Sevigny is 70. That's going to be awesome.
And by awesome, you mean...
Make sure you come back in 35 years when I announce that birthday.
That will be awesome.
Peta Wilson is La Femme Nikita and is 39 years old today. Mike Epps turns 39. Is he the brother of Omar Epps or the cousin of? Aren't they related somehow?
No idea.
Don't have any idea.
One of them coaches the Steelers. That's all I know.
Right.
Owen Wilson is 41 years old today. Guitarist Kirk Hammett of Metallica is 47. Elizabeth Perkins from Weeds is 49. Kim Wilde, singer and songwriter, is also 49. Oscar Nunez from The Office is 51. And comedian Kevin Nealon, also from Weeds, and a good friend of ours here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is 56 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We have tickets for you now for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009.
Nice.
Saturday and Sunday, December 12th and 13th. Night number one is AFI, Rise Against, Alice in Chains, 30 Seconds to Mars, 3 Days Grace, Dead by Sunrise, and Anne Berlin. Night number two is Muse, 311, Slightly Stupid, Phoenix, The Bravery, Metric, Vampire Weekend, Cage the Elephant, and White Rabbits. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon, but you won't need them if you win our new game, which we are calling Cleography. Cleo's in the studio.
Yeah.
And
hello, Miss Cleo.
Good morning.
She has many strengths, two main strengths, but she also has a few weaknesses. And if there's something that we're known for on this show, it is finding weakness and exploiting it.
Absolutely.
For our own pleasure, because that cracks us up. So Miss Cleo is not a great speller.
Mm-hmm. No.
She's also not tremendous with geography.
Nope.
So here's what we're going to do. We have tickets for night number two, which Muse is headlining, which I cannot wait for because they are awesome.
Yeah.
So excited.
And I have their tour schedule in front of me for the next couple of months.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to get a contestant on the line. We're going to give the name of the city. We're going to have the contestant guess whether Miss Cleo is going to be able to come up with the country or not.
Ah,
then we'll ask her.
News.
And if they win, they go into the drawing.
Awesome. Okay.
All right. So this is Cleography. Let's begin with Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Very well. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to give the city, and then you're going to say whether Miss Cleo can give us the country or not, and then she's going to give it a shot.
Not a problem.
All right. The first city is Munich.
She will.
Come on, Cleo.
Germany.
All right. All right. Now, the way this works, Steve goes to the drawing because he was correct. It doesn't matter if it's yes or no. It just has to match what Miss Cleo does.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Nilo. Nilo?
Yes.
All right. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Can I help you? Here's another one that I think it'll be easy. Madrid. Will she get it?
I think she will.
All right, Miss Cleo, Madrid.
Spain, bitches.
Wow.
Good talking.
All right. I know.
All right. So two in the drawing so far. Let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are well.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
Here's the city, Zurich. Will she be able to come up with the country?
I'll say no.
No. Miss Cleo?
Zurich.
Come on.
Germany?
Switzerland.
Oh.
Chris was right.
But Chris was right because he said no, so he goes into the drawing as well.
Three in the drawing.
Everybody's guessing pretty well.
Yeah, so far.
All right, let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks. You ready for the city?
Yes, sir.
And then you need to tell us whether she's going to get it or not.
Okay.
Let's go with Perth.
Hmm.
No, I don't believe she'll get that.
Perth is the city that Muse is going to play. Miss Cleo? Perth.
Oh. You didn't even give her time.
I can tell by her face.
Right, but give her a guess.
Give her a guess. I have two guesses.
Nope. All right. One guess.
Do one.
One guess. And then you can tell us what the other one is just for our own entertainment.
Australia.
Oh!
Yes. I had Robert's name written down, but I am ripping it up.
She
sorry,
already
Robert.
Wrote Robert on the
I
piece
did.
Of paper.
All right, I thought it was New Zealand. That's sorry, what dude. I was going to say. Sorry,
well,
Robert.
You're in the right area. Very
wow,
good.
Wow, nicely done. What a surprise.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Were you surprised you got that last one?
Yeah, I'm scared now.
Me too, Mike. Me too.
All right, let's see. I don't even know how to say that, Mike. Don't point to that one.
that seems bad on every level.
Let's try Osaka. Should be simple, right?
Yeah, she should get that one.
She should get that one. All right. Osaka.
Japan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on. Here's what I love, though.
I don't know how I'm doing this today. I don't know why you look so scared.
Even when she's right, she says it as a question.
I know. Because I'm guessing.
She's afraid she's going to get beat up.
Okay. All right. Mike's in the drawing.
Let's go to Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Matt.
To Cleography. All right, Muse touring schedule. In the month of February, they are going to be playing. Which one we're going to do? in Auckland. Hey, don't give her hints.
Give her a clue,
man. What's wrong with you, man?
Auckland. What have I said earlier?
All right, maybe that wasn't a clue.
Germany.
That would be New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ripping up Matt.
That's all right.
I got it now, too.
Hey, Matt was trying to cheat. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go one more. Let's go to Wayne. Hi, Wayne.
Okay.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, it's me. I'm Cleo.
Good morning, Wayne.
Welcome to Cleography. Which one should we go with here?
I have faith in you, Wayne.
I hope so.
The question is, does he have faith in you?
What's the city?
The city is Lyon. Lyon. Don't give him a clue. All right, now I go to Wayne.
Say no. No. Say no.
That's probably a good guess.
And I'm writing Wayne's Mark. Name down.
Since she already spit into the microphone.
Spain?
I'm sorry, that's France. That's France.
So
he got it right and is in the drawing.
Yes, he is.
Because I helped him.
Not bad, by the way.
Really?
No, she did really good.
In the other room, we've done much easier cities.
Yeah.
And she has no idea. I had San Francisco ready just in case. Because I figured I'd have to have a gimme just in case. All right, Lisa,
I'm going to draw a name. Let's see. The winner is... Nilo!
Nilo!
Yes!
Congratulations, Nilo!
Yes!
You got tickets for night number two of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas
in my room.
2009. Thank you, and thanks for playing Cleography.
Cleography!
What?
Where's the city?
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the AfroLine, 323-520-AFRO. It is an answering machine we set up 24 hours a day, so you can call in with your messages anytime something strikes you that we might be interested in or the listeners might be interested in. One of our favorite listeners, maybe our favorite of all time, is named Dewan. And do you know where he's working now, Psycho?
He was,
or what business?
He was working in filing at like a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center.
Okay. Well, apparently the economy is rough, and a couple of his friends got let loose. So this is Dewan's message to them.
Hey, guys. This is Dewan from Los Angeles, California. And I like to say something to my former co-workers and my my friends. Laura and Jess, you're the best friends I ever known. And I'm really sorry that they have to let you go, but we're still friends. We can, like, contact each other by email and other things and stay in touch, like, laughing and stuff. And feel better. Okay? Promise? Friends? All right. Bye.
All right.
He's the best, first of all. And second of all, we have become his spokespeople.
We're his personal...
That has happened.
Messengers.
Yes. And I'm all right with that.
Okay, good.
Because he's such a nice guy.
He is.
This guy has an urgent report for us.
Kevin and Bean, hey, I had to call you guys. I just saw a midget right now on the corner with the biggest set of you've ever saw in your life. It looks like she had three hands.
Well,
what?
A midget on a corner with big boobs.
Oh. I didn't know what he was talking
about. He didn't use
about
the word boobs.
I'm sorry.
And the lawyers say we have to beep the T words, so
okay.
You can see on TLC now, I think it's Small People, Big Boobs is the name of the series. You should check that out. Here's a call for Ralph.
Happy birthday to Ralph. Your Eagles still suck. Ha ha. Eagles. He can't say anything.
Yeah, he lost a bet where he can't actually mention that team for the rest of the year. Turns out to be a pretty good year for that to happen. Somebody very, very excited about a concert announcement.
Did you guys hear about the epic concert announcement? The greatest concert ever. The concert that everyone should have to attend. Slayer and Megadeth. Right!
Do you remember Slayer parking lot?
Yeah!
Do you remember this dude?
Yeah! Yeah! F*** everybody! F*** you! Eat suck F*** your mom! Die, die, die! F*** your mom! Die, die, die! F*** your mom! Die, die, die! F*** your mom! Yeah!
That's where we met him.
Yep.
And that guy's gold. Let's see. This person is... You know how we say... We've been talking about complaint calls a lot in the last week or so. And... It seems like people really think that other corporations are there only for them. So this guy is very upset about the announcement of when our concerts are.
You stupid mother man. You had to make Cruise to Christmas on December 12th. You dumb epic fail. Oh,
I find that funny.
Wow.
It's on the 12th and the 13th. Maybe go on the 13th.
There you go.
Who knows? This guy really thinks he caught me. Really caught me.
Dude, busted. Monday morning. You said, time for a quick break. Oops, I mean break. Busted. Oh,
see, because I said bake. That's the least of my problems with the English language, by the way.
Kidding.
That's a very, very small problem for me.
What did you do to the website? I just wanted to find the sights and sounds for the guy bitching about Jimmy Dean so I could play it for my friend and they could laugh. But I can't find it because you guys changed your website.
We did update the website, and it may not have everything worked out yet.
Yeah.
And it's possible that something...
I can't find anything either.
...slipped through the cracks.
Don't Dave, feel bad.
Look, King of Mexico is in charge of most of our content on there.
Mm-hmm. It's easy.
Where's the Jimmy Dean thing?
Just go to Kevin and Bean page and look for the daily recap of the day it was on. And then from there, you will find the sounds page, which should have the audio.
But what if you don't remember what day it was on?
Then go back to the old website and go on the sounds page and
yeah,
how it should
you go
be
back
there.
To the old website?
You can't. It's all about now, dude. Stop living in the past. Just forget about that call. It's all about the now. Let's think about the future.
All right.
Forget the past.
Let's talk about now.
Okay.
So I went to the page.
Yes.
I went to the day it was on. There's no sound page to go to.
Well,
what's up
we
with
don't
that?
Even have that day on the new website yet. So,
what? Or the sound page?
Or the sounds page at all.
So really, this is just epic fail on our part.
Yeah. A little bit. But like I said, dude, we're going to stop living in the past and think about the future.
That's great, but...
This is your answer?
Think about the future. Forget the past.
The future. Forget the past.
Is happening.
He's like trying to hypnotize us.
Yeah. These are not the droids you're looking for. I can play it for you again because I love it so much.
Please do.
And then it'll be on today's Daily Recap and she can hear it today.
I doubt it.
Promise.
Do it.
I'm saying I doubt it.
Play it.
But this is the dude, fat guy, fat family, calling Jimmy Dean.
I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll. And you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work.
He's mad at them. He's mad at them because they don't have enough food.
For his big fat family.
Yeah, it's their fault.
And I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage.
All right, now they do have a 16-ounce.
Different
they
flavors?
Still have that.
Okay.
It's just a different flavor.
I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man.
You can't.
They don't know where he's from.
You can't eat a maple flavor if you're not from the North. That is the law.
That little 12-ounce damn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me.
I was talking to his family.
And you, 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked.
Somebody needs their ass kicked. All right, good luck finding that on the site. I'm going to say...
No way.
You won't.
No.
Because the King of Mexico is in charge, and he is effing shaky. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time to talk about a TV show that all of us in the office love.
Yes.
Yes. Favorite new show of the year, by far.
Some of us afraid to admit it at times. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, you know... If you're in a conversation where you're trying to convince people you're not gay, you
what
wouldn't
if you're
bring it up.
Manly
well, here's the
is that
thing.
What you mean?
But if you're secure, yeah.
Yes.
As a former choir, glee club, Broadway show, high school dude myself,
yes,
this gives a little validity. This gives a little backup to those of us who actually were doing the high school musicals and singing in choir and glee club. See,
we have Corey Monteith on the phone. Hello, Corey.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Corey plays Finn.
Yes.
Quarterback on the team in the glee club.
Woo-hoo.
By the way, I'd just like to start off by saying the baby isn't yours.
Yeah, I've heard about this. I've heard this from a couple people.
You've heard rumors,
I don't really
huh?
know what to believe
I
anymore.
Just want to make sure
that's
you know.
Rough.
Yeah, if it would really take Finn just one good sex ed class to learn that sperm can't survive in a hot tub, and the whole storyline would be changed this season.
Yeah.
Here's the weird thing about this show, Glee. If you were to explain it to me, I would say, no thanks.
Not watching it.
You can tell me all the plot lines, storyline, everything. It's got good music. I would go, no. Having watched it, I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? And it's the funny thing when people ask me about the show, too, you know, and I try and explain it to them, and I feel like, you know, I start explaining the show, and then I'm like, no, wait, it's not what you think.
Yeah, because you're losing them. We're losing them. No, I'm losing you. No.
It does sound like a bad after-school special when you describe it.
Sounds horrible.
And then you guys put it together in such a great way. I mean, Ryan Murphy, obviously, just a great creative force, and the cast is amazing. Did you know when you read the script initially, Corey, going into it, what kind of show it was going to be? It was going to be of this caliber?
No, I had no idea. I mean, when I first read the script, you know, so much goes into a pilot for a television show, you know, in the direction and production and everything. After we'd finished the pilot, I knew we had something special, you know, when I saw the pilot, and I think all that left to be seen was whether or not it would find an audience. So.
Right. That is the big question.
And by the way, that's also shaky at best, even with good shows. It's tough to get a following.
And you guys are singing and dancing, which historically hasn't necessarily done so well.
Yeah, on primetime television.
Right.
Yeah, so. That happens. Jane Lynch is on the show. She plays the cheerleading coach. She is gold every time she opens her mouth. Yeah. She is so funny.
Consistently amazing.
Explain to people who haven't seen it, Glee.
You're not going to make him describe the show. We just talked about the fact that you can.
I know, but when he was saying he was losing people, I thought we should have him try. For people who haven't seen Glee.
Yes.
Oh, tell them what they need to know.
So it's like election. Election meets Freaks and Geeks meets Fame. No. It's good. And they're singing and dancing, and it takes place in high school, but it's not like High School Musical.
Except for you're the quarterback and you're in Glee.
I'm the quarterback. I'm in Glee. I'm kind of like, you know, a satirical attempt on the Chris Klein, right. you know, American right. Pie role.
You really have thought about
you're
this
torn,
a lot.
You're torn between your football teammates and the Glee Club.
Yeah.
But it's not like High School Musical.
No, it's not like High School Musical. No, wait.
It's good. That's the difference. Yeah. This is good.
It really is. It really is so well done. Who's the true. Character? Who plays Kurt, the guy with the higher voice than all women?
Chris Colfer? Yeah, Chris he's Colfer. Great.
This is a clip between you and him, and he's trying to get you to sing to him.
Sing to me everything you feel.
Okay. I can't sing to a dude.
You have to try.
I can't, okay? I can't. I'm sick and tired of people pushing me to be somebody I'm not.
Your lashing out at me is fantastically compelling and inappropriate.
Dude, I'm sorry. You're really awesome, Kurt. I'm just under a load of crap right now.
Girls, they're your problem.
and then you're trying to explain to some of your teammates, and it gets a little dicey that you have to miss practices for Glee Club.
What's going on? Oh, I have to miss practice Saturday afternoon. It's my mom. I got to help her cook and do things.
Why?
She just had surgery.
What kind of surgery?
Well, she had to have her prostate.
Man, that's a tough break.
Yeah, it's engorged.
Yeah, don't want to engorge prostate.
And a woman.
Corey, every week when I watch the show, I look at the musical numbers, and I think you guys must be in rehearsals 15 hours a day.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. I mean, we shoot, you know, 8 days per episode, per hour-long episode, and when we're not shooting, we're pretty much in the the dance studio or recording the songs in the studio.
Last week's episode, Wheels, with all the wheelchairs going up and down those ramps and being coordinated, and it was amazing. But I was thinking how much work must have gone into a number like that.
Yeah, that was a bitch. That episode was hard.
Well, listen, that's the exceptional part of the show. If you tell people, hey, there's music, you know, they break into music, you would go, no thanks. But the music of the show is
so
amazingly
well done. Yeah.
Production values is amazing, singing and dancing. Were you a singer before you got the role, Corey?
No, not at all. I mean, this is the first thing I'd ever sang for. It was actually the first thing I'd ever even auditioned to sing in. You know, I didn't even know how to audition for something singing.
Do you remember which song they had you audition when you sang?
Yeah, I originally sent REO Speedwagon Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore.
Yes.
Sweet choice.
Yes.
And,
can you sing some of that for us now? No, I'm just kidding. But you had to be nervous about that, having never done that type of thing.
Yeah, I was terrified, man. But there's with something that you've never done before on any level, and it's so brand new, it's kind of like, well, of course I'm going to suck. It's kind of like, there's kind of a comfort with that. Like, well, the disclaimer is, I'm brand new, so here it goes.
Right, so I'm doing my best and just back off.
And there's no pressure because you know you're not going to get it because you have no business doing it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly the way I looked at it when I auditioned for the show. I was like, well, you know, I get the character. I think I'm good for the character, you know, as far as an actor. But, I mean, the singing, well, I'll just throw my hat.
Right.
Yeah, have my hat in the ring and see what happens, right?
Give it a shot.
Then you're working against somebody like Lea Michele, who is from Broadway. I mean, she's the real deal when it comes
to
singing.
She's phenomenal, yeah.
She's remarkable. Is there any intimidation factor at all when you're working with somebody who does it so well?
Well, no, I don't look at it like that. I look at it as, you know, I mean, Matthew Morrison and Lea Michele, I have two of the finest examples, you know, as I'm trying to learn how to do this better and better as the show goes along. I have two shimmering examples of how to do it really well. So they're great people to learn from.
Well, you used the word shimmering, so that's a good sign that you're getting into the whole Broadway singing and dancing frame of mind.
Yes, exactly. It's Glee rubbing off.
Start throwing Fabulous around and you'll be set.
Now, yeah. Matthew Morrison is the head of Glee, right?
Yes, he is.
Schuster.
Schuster.
Yeah.
My wife is so obsessed with him. Oh, I could watch him all day.
The ladies
like a
love
sex
him.
Symbol?
Yes.
I mean, I think he's cute, I love watching him sing and dance.
Right?
But sex symbol?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, Kevin, you are not getting it done.
Yeah, you think?
Wow.
You get that, Corey, a lot? Or do people talk to you about different cast members?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Matthew Morrison?
Matthew Morrison, yes.
My wife would like to set up a date if you could just whisper that to him. I think she'd be probably happy with that. Kevin,
how do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that? I don't think I have a choice.
I don't think it matters.
Kevin McHale is the guy that plays Wheels. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he is great.
And you know what? There's another thing about Kevin McHale. He's the best dancer on the team.
That's funny.
Oh, God. Does it drive him nuts? He can't get up?
I'm not kidding. He's incredible. He's the sick dancer, and he's always in the chair.
I smell a very special episode of Glee.
Mm-hmm.
He can walk!
Maybe a dream
there's a miracle.
Sequence.
you know, that's the dream sequence. I've been pitching that to people for a while.
Yes! Yeah.
Look, I've seen a lot of TV shows. I've seen a lot of movies. I know how it works and all, but I was at a movie premiere, and I saw Kevin McHale not in a wheelchair, and I was like, wow! I was shocked.
Did you go to the premiere of New Moon the other night?
Oh, no, I didn't. No, was he there?
Oh, yeah, that's where it was.
No, I went to This Is It with the Michael Jackson thing.
Oh, yeah, I was there. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw you there. You were on the red carpet doing interviews, right?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, sure.
I was sitting inside watching the red carpet. All right. Glee is the name of it. Trust us when we tell you that it is so well done, you will love it.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Trust us.
If not, Corey will refund your money. However much you spend on it, whatever that happens.
Really?
To be.
Did he say that? I don't think he said that.
Corey will.
Refund your money and
you'll stand by that.
Buy you a cup of coffee.
All right.
Okay.
Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on Fox. Corey, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. And if you'd like tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, they go on sale Saturday at noon. Or you could go to the website, update your street team information, and be a part of the pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you want to do that as well. It is 7:53. Kevin and Bean Show here. Ralph's back with the Showbiz Beat. What do you got for us, Ralph?
Did you see my sweet Heather Locklear on Melrose Place last night?
No, because we don't watch Melrose Place.
So delicious.
You're the only one I know that watches that show.
Rolling around, Amanda Woodward. And then, nothing. Katie Cassidy had a full-blown lesbian scene last night.
What?
Yeah, hi, how are you? Good to see you.
I do watch that show.
Oh, do
I
you
take
now?
It back, yes.
Screw you, you're not allowed to.
I'm going to watch that one.
Hot British girl pressed her up against the wall at a club. They started macking out. Come on. Forget about it.
I'm glad you're happy.
We had Katie Cassidy in.
Yeah, we did.
She's a little attractive.
Mm. Do you think?
Unless you're Lisa.
Yeah.
I thought
she's okay.
She was very cute.
She's okay.
I just didn't think she was, like, stunning.
Well, she's okay.
You're wrong.
Wrong.
Diabolical. No, not diabolical.
About it. I'd go diabolical. I'm in a diabolical category.
She's pinning the red, that girl. Speaking of television, my name is Earl star Jason Lee.
Hi.
Has a new series. I mentioned the show before. It's produced by George Clooney. It is called Delta Blues, and it's about a Memphis police officer who lives with his mother and moonlights as an Elvis impersonator.
That sounds pretty good.
Jason Lee will be starring in that show, so TNT will be airing that. That sounds funny.
Sound good.
I hope it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be really embarrassed.
Supposed to be a drama?
New casting news for a new motion picture released today. It is called Burlesque. And it's going to be a big screen musical. Eric Dane from Grey's Anatomy is just added to the cast.
Oh.
Christina Aguilera will star in the film, along with Stanley Tucci, Kristen Bell, Alan Cumming, and Cher.
Interesting.
Cher will play a nightclub owner, and Christina will play an ambitious small-town girl who joins the family there, who works at their nightclub. And they'll all sing and dance about each other.
I'm not really unfamiliar with the pold.
Sean Connery's returning to movies, at least his voice is. Just announced that he will be voicing the lead in a new CGI animated film called Sir Billy, about a fugitive beaver who gets rescued by a retired veterinarian. Veterinarian. I'm having a hard time saying that word today.
Veterinarian?
I say veterinarian.
Animal doctor.
Yeah.
Animal doctor.
All right. Good enough.
No word on whether Connery will play the beaver or the doctor. I'm hoping for the beaver.
We may have to find out.
That's just me.
Who's you talk to?
Always hoping for the beaver.
You are.
And Levi Johnston has announced he won't be letting it all hang out in his Playgirl shoot. They shot the pictures last week, and according to his manager, he's got a manager, by the way.
Yeah.
Levi Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
There will not be any full frontal nudity.
Did they take the shots and decide no?
Apparently, they did not shoot. They did not shoot any full frontal nudity. He kept his family jewels hidden during the shoot.
Okay.
So, sorry, ladies or dudes, depending on who reads Playgirl.
I didn't really care when the story first came out, and then I didn't care when he was talking about it, and now I don't care that he's not showing everything. Yeah.
It's hard to care.
Don't care.
Levi Johnston's got a manager. I don't have a manager. Levi Johnston's got a manager. Did you see...
That was a bird.
Did you see John Gosling the other day on Today, I guess it was?
Mm-mm.
They asked him about what his future held. He goes, well, look, my career is television, and that's what I'm going to be doing. That's what my job is.
It's the John and Kate Plus 8 guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My career is television. Shut up! Career's being a tool. Your cubic zirconium in your ear and your Affliction t-shirt. Jack Hole.
He really is a douchebag.
Wow. My career is television. No, it's not. Ozzy Osbourne is sad.
We don't want Ozzy to be sad.
Mike was confused there for a minute.
Yeah.
He didn't know whether to cheer or boo. He got turned down by one of his heroes. He told the UK music magazine Heat that while he was recording his new album, Sir Paul McCartney was in the building. Now, apparently Ozzy has always been a huge Beatles fan, but had never met Paul.
Really?
Imagine
that's
those
surprising.
Two superstars in music never crossing paths before.
Hmm.
So Ozzy hunted him down in the building, which I can only imagine took weeks. See him shuffling through the hallways, just knocking on random doors.
Right.
And finally got a chance to shake hands with Paul. Ozzy asked McCartney to play bass on one of his new songs, and McCartney said no. Not to be a dick about it, but he said he didn't think he could improve on the bass line that was already on the track. He didn't think there was really much point to it.
Yeah.
So Ozzy said he totally understood, but was sad that he never got a chance to collaborate with a Beatle.
That kind of sucks. He's in the building. He's recording right there.
I think it's kind of great, though. Because, you know, Paul's like, no, it's great the way it is.
I like it.
I think it's perfect. I can't do any better. I have to go wait in the limo now.
How do you say no to Ozzy?
Easy.
Come on. He's Ozzy.
Yeah, but you may hurt his feelings initially, but 5 minutes later, you won't remember it.
Well,
so
that's true.
What's the danger?
Maybe
he'll
ask again.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Chloe Sevigny, who for a long time was the darling of the independent film set. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of independent films. Now she can be found on Big Love on HBO, which is a great TV series.
Yeah.
35 years old. Peter Wilson, La Femme Nikita, is 39. Mike Epps is 39 as well. Owen Wilson is 41. Kirk Hammett of Metallica is 47. You have his name on your body yet, Psycho Mike?
No.
No?
Never met Mr. Hammett.
Mike has, yep. You didn't meet him at the breakfast with Metallica when we did that?
Oh, that's right.
Remember we did that a little...
That.
Yeah, yeah, we were...
It was like a dressing room. It was like...
It was
crazy.
Real
amazing
small.
Event. Definitely.
It was...
Why
weren't you there again?
One of the best things we've ever seen. Two...
Engagement party.
What?
For who? Engagement party for whom?
Oh, for me.
Oh, for you. Oh.
Biggest Metallica fan. We had breakfast with Metallica. We were all 1 foot from those guys, and he couldn't be there. That's awesome.
In retrospect, do you wish you had made a different decision? I'm just asking. I'm asking with the benefit of 2020 hindsight.
Things change.
Would you have made a different decision?
You got it.
All right.
Mike has had Ozzy sign his chest and then got a tattoo of it. Had Lemmy sign his forearm and got a tattoo of it.
Right. I'm just saying he could have Metallica on various parts of his body.
Could have had all of them.
Yeah.
But no.
Elizabeth Perkins from Weeds is 49 years old today, as is singer Kim Wilde. She's also 49. Oscar Munoz, who plays, coincidentally, Oscar on the TV series The Office, is 51. And Kevin Nealon celebrates his 56th birthday today. And our own intern, Laura, little baby Huey.
Aww.
I think it's her last day.
It is
today.
Is it really?
And it's her birthday.
It is.
So we want to give her much love. She was a good time.
Yes, she was.
She always made me laugh. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and just got an email 1 second ago, oddly enough.
Okay.
I'll tell you, man, people just, they respond immediately. They apparently heard Ralph's story about Ozzy.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Kevin and Bean, you guys are known for being peacemakers. You bring people together on a daily basis on your show. I think Kevin is especially good at that, this guy says. It makes me sad that Ozzy and Paul McCartney aren't getting along. For my instant request, I would like for you to get those two together and work out their issues.
Oh, wow, that was quick.
Sincerely, Schmevin. So, here's your instant request.
Listen up, everyone!
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request! Kevin and Beans.
Instant request.
Ozzy, are you on the phone?
Hello!
good news. Paul McCartney, are you on the phone?
Yeah, this is Paul. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, we're good. Say hi to
Hello?
Each other. Yes, Ozzy, hi.
Can hi, you... who's this?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
They're not here. Can they take a message?
No. We're the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, I've got a message for you. Someone called looking for you.
No, that's us. We were hoping that we could get you to talk to Paul McCartney. Is that possible?
Paul McCartney!
He's on the other line, yes.
I'm a huge, huge fan of Paul McCartney and the Beatles.
Right, and Ralph just did a story in the showbiz about the fact that Paul would not play bass on one of your songs.
Yeah, I was recording a new album, and I asked him to play on one of the tracks.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he declined.
Right. Paul, is that accurate?
Well, yeah, Ozzy did ask me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to the track, and I thought it was just fine the way it was. I didn't think it needed another track of bass. So I thought, you know, we'd just leave it the way it was, and that way I wouldn't have to deal with Ozzy.
What does that mean? What does that mean, deal with Ozzy?
Well, he's great. Ozzy's great.
Right.
But he's retarded.
You know, he's on the other line, right, Paul?
Hello?
Ozzy?
Yes.
Did you hear what Paul?
Who is this?
Oh, well, I guess that's good.
No
a good
worries.
Thing, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Paul.
No, they're not here. Can I take a message?
We have Paul McCartney on the other line.
Paul McCartney, I'm a huge Paul McCartney fan of the Beatles.
Yes, and you asked him to play bass on your song, and he
you
said
see what
no.
I mean? I would be talking to him for like a week before we ever did anything. He wouldn't even know I was in the room.
Aww.
So you didn't do it just because you didn't want to have a conversation with
us? No, I don't have that kind of time. I mean, I couldn't lay down a track, but I didn't have a week to talk to him. I mean, it's ridiculous. You try to talk to the guy.
Yeah.
You go round and round and round.
Paul, he can
hear... I could have an easier conversation with John.
Oh!
Wow. Nice. You know he's on the phone, right?
But too soon?
No, but... That's
Hello?
A good question. Yes, Ozzy.
Yes, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been talking with you and with Paul McCartney about the whole...
Paul McCartney. I'm a huge
right.
Paul McCartney
oh,
fan. Can I talk to him?
Paul, you made the right decision.
That's what I'm saying. Listen to him.
We were talking yesterday. Ralph was doing a story in the entertainment news about how Amy Winehouse is getting plastic surgery. And everybody heard that, you know, she got a boob job.
Right.
That was the big story. She got a boob job.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody said, what about the face? But she got a boob job. So then the story was yesterday that she was getting a lot more plastic surgery, including butt implants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I kind of understand the boob job thing because basically they're on display for everyone to see, regardless of whether you want them to be or not. Everyone can kind of see them.
Everyone knows what you got.
Yes. But it seems a little more hideable. Seems a little more like it's
but
not
the
out
butt
there.
Seems more hideable?
Yes.
Well, yeah, if you're wearing baggy clothes all the time, but who wants to do that?
So I asked the question, who really, how many people are willing to get a butt implant?
I think a flat butt is not attractive. And,
right.
And women who have it, there's not a lot they can do about it. Like you can lift weights and do squats and lunges and stuff, and you can get a little something going there, but not much.
Yes, Mike.
Equally as many times, you know, I've been with the crew here at the station at a concert, and we're just sitting gawking at women.
Right.
And we'll be... all into a chick, yeah, she's looking good, and she'll pass by us, and we look at that ass. If it's flat like a dinner plate, we're turned off immediately. Equally
really?
As many times we're turned off by a flat butt as we are a flat chest.
Equally?
Yeah.
I'm saying
actually
no.
Because think a flat chest is less
a petite
of an
woman,
issue.
A petite woman having a flat chest is actually no big deal at all because it goes
right.
well with her physique.
She looks cute and sporty.
You know, I understand the barrel-chested fat chick with the flat boobies. You got to go get those boobs done. But a flat ass, like no protrusion, especially if it's a little wide in the hips, that's nasty. That's an automatic no-no.
All right. Well, automatic no-no, by the way. I saw last night at the Troop. They're very good. We're going to take your calls if you've had a butt implant.
I would love to know what that is like.
And just before we do that, we have Dr. Robert Ray, who we've had on the program before, you might remember.
Dr. Ray, yeah, he's come into the studio.
Dr. 90210. Hi, Dr. Ray.
Good morning.
Hi,
Robert
Dr. Ray.
Good morning, Callie. How are you?
Good.
How have things been with you?
Things have been excellent, of course. Very. Think about it. I take care of beautiful women all day long.
Yeah.
I make lingerie. Come on. I had the best job on earth.
You do have the life.
You work in Beverly Hills, of course, and... tell us about the butt implants, because how many
Leave it to medicine to remove all sexiness from everything. It's called gluteal hypoplasia. That means a little tiny tush. And this year, butt augmentation, gluteal augmentation has surpassed breast augmentation.
What?
This year, it's amazing how you guys always on the pulse of America.
Yeah, no
exactly.
Kidding.
This discussion is perfect.
Is it passing because men are doing it too?
You know what?
I've had
a few men, but it's primarily more than 96% women.
And that has surpassed the number of boob jobs that you
this got. Year. This year, it's amazing how you guys got your finger on the pulse.
Wow.
This year, it surprised me. I looked at the numbers, and I realized that this year I'm doing more butt augmentations, gluteal augmentations, than I am doing breast augmentation. So in some ways, I'm very proud of America. I'm very proud of America, period. It used to be my number one was liposuction. But liposuction went way down. Everyone's working out. Everyone's watching their diet.
Right.
Then breast was next. Now breast has become second place. Gluteal augmentation, number one. But we have such wonderful technology, guys. You won't believe this. It used to be, we still do some. We put this beautiful Brazilian implant, or you know, some American companies have some great implants as well. And it requires a 7-centimeter incision, which is about about 3 inches.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Between the glutei, between right in your crack, basically.
Right.
Right.
Not number two, of course. Of course, not number two, but right between the cheeks, right there, we could hide it very nicely, and it's a great operation.
Now,
but what we developed the last year and a half, you guys, you won't believe this. We take stem cells. We take some fat in stem cells from, like, your love handles, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We purify it, and we inject it into your muscle.
So you put your own fat in.
We have never had one deflate. Never. It's just amazing.
It never goes down?
You know, thus far, none of mine have ever gone down. We overfill it just in case some of the fat, like, say, 30% or 50% of the fat kind of melts away,
right.
So we overinflated, but we are discovering that we've never had one that deflated.
Wow.
We're talking with Dr. Robert Ray, Dr. 90210, about butt implants. And what's the recovery like? I mean, is it impossible to sit down for
exactly
a month?
With the butt implants, at first, as you would imagine,
yeah.
It feels like you have two wallets. Like you're not. By the way, as you guys are on the radio. Look down at your legs. You're not sitting on your butt. You're actually sitting on your legs. You're not sitting on your butt. You're not sitting where your pockets are.
Right.
You're sitting on your legs. So even though we augment the butt, you're not really sitting on it. You're sitting more on your legs. So number one, number two, no problem after surgery. We ask you not to slouch on the couch for, a couple weeks.
Right.
But otherwise, you can walk around everywhere. And, the downtime is pretty minimal. We ask people, if possible, to stay home a week or 10 days. But it's very forgiving, especially the new way where there's no incisions at all. We just inject fat into your butt, fat and stem cells into your muscle.
How did you come up with the stem cell idea? That sounds
odd.
You know what? It's too bad we don't get Nobel Prizes in plastic surgery.
Yeah, well.
No, just... The
Nobel people are giving them to people who haven't done anything yet. That's their thing.
You know, you guys are on fire this morning. Yeah. You're taking no prisoners this morning. I've noticed already. You have to keep them on the field.
All right. So tell us about it.
So the idea is this, that women, God bless American women. They're exercising. They're watching their diet. What happens is the breast in the butt. I mean, how many professional female athletes have breasts? Zero, right?
Right.
Pretty much. So the butt and the breast both sort of diminish as you tweak your diet. Of course, that's the only, that's the only trade-off of being on a really good diet is
right.
That your breasts can disappear and your butts can disappear.
You lose it where you don't necessarily want to lose it.
Right.
Exactly. So the women come in and say, Dr. Ray, my jeans are flopping like I was 82. There's nothing wrong with 82, but my jeans are flopping like my grandma. I want something to just, women are not asking for much. They just want something to fill their jeans so their jeans don't fall off. And you're right. It's very attractive part of the female body. I mean, I speak, not only am I a plastic surgeon, but a man as well. I think it's very, 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 very pretty.
So basically it's a jeans hanger. That's what you need.
Thank you.
Need
thank you. That's exactly what it is, a jean hanger, and it looks so pretty. So, yes, you can, you can take lots of supplements and do very, very, very heavy squats, and the butt will also pop out pretty nicely. I mean, look at the sprinters in the Olympics. They all have
right, but who's going to work out that hard? Come on.
But who has the time, right?
Yeah. But now, the way that you're doing it now, then you're not going to have the problem that some women with implants have where it gets hard over time, right?
You're absolutely right. The butt any area that we implant has a small possibility of getting hard, capsular contracture. And luckily, with that injection of stem cells and fat, first of all, there's no incision, right? Just a little poke hole.
Right.
And so there's not any worry about the incision stitches splitting, which is possible because you sit too fast the first 2 or 3 days after surgery.
Right.
Your stitches are going to split open.
Right.
So that's a big problem. And we found that about 30% of the women would split their stitches because they sit so fast and so hard. With this new procedure of fat transfer and stem cell transfer to the butt, to the gluteal muscles, we find that there's nothing to split, and they do really, really well.
And in time, you haven't been doing it that long, but in time, they don't harden. So basically,
they don't harden. And
you don't want to be
rock. So beautiful.
You don't want to be walking around with rocks in your ass.
Absolutely not.
Can I tell you this? Yes. I mean, this is the ultimate test. Yeah. I was, you know, sometimes I get invited to the Playboy Mansion. It was breast cancer week, a month. And so I was invited to talk about, you know, how we're making progress in the fight against breast cancer.
Sure.
And I had memorized the speech, of course. Of course I memorized the speech. About 350 people.
Right.
I'm sure you guys have been to the Playboy Mansion. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're naked there. I mean, they're sprayed,
that's
but
basically the case, yeah.
And I looked over the crowd, and I identified, even though I was giving a speech, I identified three perfect butts because I want to make sure, you know, my competitors don't surpass me.
Right.
So I sent out my nurses to find out who the three girls were and who had done their operation. Out of the three women, 350 naked women at this party, three women with the most perfect butts, right? We identified the three most perfect butts.
Right.
Of course, one was Brazilian, so that one was made by God.
Right.
But the other two were fat transfers.
Isn't
that interesting? Of the most beautiful butts at that party, two out of three were fat transfers.
Wow.
And, I mean, you could put a tray on these things. You could put a tray.
How much of a need do you need for a place to put a tray, though?
You never know, Kevin. You don't know.
There's no place else for a tray.
You guys are on fire.
All right. So basically, I don't know. I don't have any idea what I'm talking about. I would have bet a tremendous amount of money that breast implants would dwarf by a long ways butt implants.
Yeah, this is surprising. It's so cool that there's a new way to do it.
You know, Beverly Hills, Hollywood, of course, is not representative of all plastic surgery throughout the world. But that's what I've observed in my practice.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, a couple of years ago, you guys remember, labioplasties were, you know, very, very, very popular.
Right.
But this year, people, we turned the body over, and this year, absolutely,
we
tushes are
over.
In. No question.
How about that?
All right,
and
then. Good.
Tushes are in. Who knew? All right, Dr. Ray, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dr.
You guys
Ray.
Are awesome.
Do you want to so give much. Out a phone number or email or anything?
Yes, very, very simple. Any questions, just kepasa.com, QUEPASA.com, or Dr. Robert Ray. And you can reach me very easily.
And Ray is called
R-E-Y.
Thank you.
Guys
are the best.
Thank you, doctor.
You guys are the best. Bye.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We have some people already on hold who have done it and love.
Let's find out what this is like.
Butt implants.
Give us a call.
If you've had them. 1-800-520-1067. We just talked to Dr. Robert Ray, who was nice enough at the very last minute to jump in and talk to us. It's not like we had anything set up for a long time or anything like that, and he is the nicest guy in the world. But
here's
what I love. I love that Lisa May is even nicer because this is what happened at the beginning of the call. Hi, Dr. Ray.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Ray.
Good morning, Callie. How are you?
Good.
How have things been with you? How are you, Callie? That's why I like about Lisa. She just flows.
What are you gonna do?
I'm good. Yeah, whatever. I'm whoever.
Yeah.
Again,
sure.
I'm not making fun of him, but you are the nicest person in the world.
All right.
Let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hey guys, how are you? Callie, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, so I've not gotten it done. However, it's something I'm highly interested in, and I thought I would tell you that considering you didn't think that there was much interest out there in it.
Well, I was clearly about only 100% wrong on that because he said that butt implants, you know, passed breast implants this year.
Yeah, I actually was amazed at that.
Wow.
At what the doctor shared about that. But based on what he said about, you know, how after women shed a little bit of pounds, the breast and the boobs, the breast and the butt is the first thing to go. It's
right.
So true.
Right.
And I am already unfortunate in both sections to begin with. And so after shedding a few pounds, it's only gotten worse. And even if there is butt, I don't know about those that have gotten it done, but even if there is butt, it isn't always in the best shape.
Right.
And
right.
And that's what I would love. I would love to fill my jeans with butt, obviously.
Now,
but, oh, my gosh, a beautiful shaped butt at that.
Now, but have you done your breasts yet?
No, so and it's actually, I'm not a boob girl. I'm really not interested in that.
Okay.
I just love a huge, well, even if not huge, I would love a really nice
Just a nice round butt.
Yeah, for sure.
I hear you.
You've talked to doctors about it?
I have. I have gone to two consultations, and they all sound really great. And, I mean, it's of course, the expense that blocks, right. you know, my procedure and actually my sphere. I am really afraid of it, too.
Well,
because of the sitting down and not sitting down, but after what the doctor had to say, I'm a little more on board.
Nobody wants to get poked in the butt. You know what I mean? With a needle. With a needle.
But if it's for
with
a good
needle,
cause.
I mean, I'm saying. Yeah, if it's a good cause, sure. So you're not even interested in the breast surgery, but you are eventually probably going to get the butt surgery.
I would love to, yeah. Highly interested.
How about that?
Not at all.
How about
no,
that?
No, I understand yeah. that totally.
Yeah,
yeah I really
right.
do.
Thank you for the call, Michelle.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Michelle.
It.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm being told we have Kim on the line. Hi,
okay.
Kim.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing, bro? Huh? Kali? How are you, Kali?
First of all, it's Lisa. And this isn't Kim.
All right,
who's
bro.
This?
Where's Kim?
Yeah.
I'm Kim Kardashian's butt, bro.
Oh.
I was calling in because you were talking about big butts, bro.
Right. Kind of beefy.
I am. I'm back with hummus, tabbouleh, and a bak lava. All natural Armenian beef, baby. Yeah. All right,
oh,
bro.
My God.
You do have the butt that all women, it seems, want.
Hey,
twice the butt.
Everybody always want. Talking about me. Everybody, sure. whenever they see Kim come to a party, bro, they yeah. say, look at that tush. And I'm picture perfect. Yeah, but I'm all natural, bro. All natural.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sure.
All natural, bro.
But not everybody's lucky enough.
Hey, you need cell phone?
What?
No,
yeah,
really.
I give you a good deal, BlackBerry. Huh?
What are you talking
about? iPhone? You
Kim's
need iPhone?
Butt is selling
yeah.
this thing?
You got it, Kali. 3G network. 3G network iPhone.
God.
I give you a good deal. I give you a good deal because I like you.
Wow.
Bro. Dude, bro.
We're not in the market right now.
Okay.
Thank you for the offer.
No problem. You need a refi?
No, not really. Thank
I do a refi, huh, Kali?
How can... Kali?
All right,
thank
bro.
Thank
you. Glenn,
bro. Okay, thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 8:47. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, by the way, we have Joel McHale in studio. Love him. From The Soup. We have...
Fruit Loop.
We're going to talk to Joe...
Hey, I'm community. I'm at community college. Oh, we're wacky.
We're going to talk to Joe Catta, who is the World Series of Poker winner. 21-year-old who won the World Series of Poker this year. Oh, I don't know, $8.5 million. And then wow. on Friday, we got Adam Carolla in studio.
Yay.
We have Andrew Siciliano talking sports and a bunch more coming up. So stick around right now. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Taylor Lautner. He's in the Twi Moon.
New Moon?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a dog.
Ruff.
Wolf. Ruff. He sure is famous. Sure is hard to be famous in Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, why?
Well, Kevin... It's just out of hand. The throngs of fans who are constantly wanting to get his attention.
By the way, it is out of hand.
Yeah.
Just as a side note. I mean,
yeah.
it really is
no,
for
that's
real.
True.
That's what you aspire to when you get in the entertainment business. You just want to be a out-of-work nobody
I know.
Forever. That's what you're shooting for. When you become an actor, you want to become someone that no one knows who never works. That's the goal. And poor Taylor Lautner is stuck. With being in the hottest movie in America and being loved by millions of fans.
It does kind of rub you the wrong way when people like that complain. But too much is not good either, right?
Right.
But
well, isn't that the
keep it to yourself.
Isn't that the,
my point
the
is
risk
keep it yourself.
You run?
Sure. But my point is keep it to yourself because no one really wants to hear you complain.
Could have opted out of the second movie, couldn't
true.
You? Oh, no. Find someone else to play the dog.
Woof.
I'm gonna go do community theater in Ottawa. F you. Anyway, things got so difficult the other day, blah, blah, blah. He needed a relief from the day-to-day grind of throngs of young women throwing themselves at him, so he said he headed down to a local bowling alley that was filled with senior citizens. No one in the place recognized him, and he said...
You can't say that, Ralph.
Yes, you can.
You can't say that on the air. You want to say that, and it's appropriate.
Just said it.
But you can't.
I had to go to a bowling alley filled with old people to escape the hell that is my life.
Asshole.
I'm so tired of banging Taylor Swift and being in the hottest movie in America that I just had to go bowl with old people. I will kill you. Dog or no dog, I will take you out.
He's not a dog.
I've seen the trailer. He's a dog.
He's a wolf.
Speaking of dogs, is Bradley Cooper one? Is he cheating on his girlfriend Renee Zellweger?
They haven't been together very long.
No, they haven't, Lisa. This week's Star Magazine shows Brad with his arm around Jordana Brewster's younger sister, Isabella.
Good call.
At a Lakers game in March.
Okay.
Rumor has it he's been seeing her on and off for months while still dating Renee. The good news? Renee's squint has become so tight she no longer can see. So she did not notice Bradley Cooper in The New Girl. Because her eyes are so squinty now.
She does have fart face.
She really
does. She does have that.
Want to smell like Pamela Anderson?
No.
What part of her?
Jesus, Kevin.
Well, I'm saying no. In general, no.
Callie, would you like to smell like Pamela Anderson?
Maybe. What does she smell like?
She's got a new perfume out called Malibu.
All right.
Smell like Malibu?
It'll be available just in time for the holidays. No, it's Pam's signature scent, she says. Well, she named it after Malibu because she loves that part of the world. She has a home there in Malibu.
Right.
So apparently you can smell like Pamela.
Hmm.
Which coincidentally smells a lot like Malibu, but at low tide.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Ow. Really?
It smells like seaweed.
Really?
I think we know what
dead
that
abalone.
Smells like.
Right, I think we
do. Oh, God.
Kelly yeah. says no.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
Tommy Lee!
You're right.
Tommy
man.
Lee, you would know what Pamela's signature scent is.
Come totally, on. Bro.
You've probably smelled it a couple times.
Oh, it's bananas.
She smells
she
like bananas?
No. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tommy
Thanks
Lee,
for, the input.
For that input. Congratulations to Johnny Depp. He is the sexiest man alive. That's what People Magazine says.
Well, they would
again.
Know.
They would know. Yeah. He has won the title for the second time, one of only three people to ever achieve that prestigious award.
Isn't he one of those guys who basically they could give it to every year and they just decide to try and look around or whatever? I mean, he really is one of those guys.
Hugh Jackman won last year. Brad Pitt and George Clooney, by the way, the other two guys who have also won the title twice. So, good for you.
Yeah, well deserved.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
He's 46 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
That troubles me. He shouldn't look that good at 46.
I think he made a deal.
Made a deal with the devil.
Because dude smokes, drinks.
I know.
He lives the hard life.
Of course. Those guys.
He's not eating, he's not drinking kombucha or whatever that fermented tea drink is that Mike swills.
Was it kombucha or?
Chambuda. Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Kombucha, yeah. Congratulations to Jason Lee. He's got himself a new TV series. No sooner as My Name is Earl was stricken from the airwaves, he's picked up a new show. This one is being executive produced by George Clooney. Funny concept. We'll see if the show is as funny as the idea. It's called Delta Blues, and he plays a Memphis police officer who still lives with his mom and moonlights as an Elvis impersonator. It's got some potential.
Those impersonators, you always see them when you go to Vegas. They fascinate me.
There's a documentary. I forget what it's called. I'll find it out for you, though. You have to check it out. It is awesome. It is all about a convention of Elvis impersonators.
Just Elvis?
They have a convention every year. Just Elvis impersonators. And they have a competition to see who is the king of the impersonators.
The most Elvis-y?
So they pick four or five guys, and they follow them around for months leading up to the competition. And it's really amazing how seriously they take it and how much it means to them.
King
of Kings, maybe, is the name of it? I can't remember the name of the documentary, but it's really funny and fascinating.
But that can't be a satisfying lifestyle, can it? I mean, don't you go, I'll do this until I can find something else?
It is everything to them.
Really?
Yeah. Their options are...
They want to keep doing it?
I'm Joe Blow from the construction site,
right.
Or I get to be in front of a group of screaming women, you know, channeling a little bit of Elvis.
Huh.
That's what they live for. It's good stuff. Anthony Michael Hall, you know him, right?
Yes.
Actor from 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
Had a TV series Dead Zone for a while on television. Apparently, he's the most dangerous man in Hollywood.
Uh-oh.
His ex-girlfriend obtained a temporary restraining order against the former Brat Pack member.
Ooh.
After he tried to kick down her door last week.
Ooh.
Well, that seems bad.
His representative said they knew nothing about the legal action and promised these erroneous allegations will be addressed. So we'll have to see whether that's the case or not.
Hmm.
And would you like to date a Victoria's Secret supermodel?
Not really. No.
No?
You passed that now.
You're not interested?
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, I would.
Well, in a recent interview, they asked some of the girls what were their turn-ons and turn-offs when it came to men.
Like guys who wear striped shirts?
Here's what they had to say. Yes, oddly enough. Marissa Miller says, I'm looking for a man with a giant melon, bleached blonde hair, and striped shirts up the yin-yang. No, Marissa said she's not too picky, but she can't stand smokers.
Okay.
That's why she made me quit. That's why I had to quit.
You
pressure from Marissa. I'm
you
just
did
so
quit.
Tired of her harping on me. Blah, 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 blah. Put out the army, stop smoking. Blah, 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 blah.
Whatever, quit, Marissa. But I'm guessing it wasn't for her.
Heidi Klum says she dislikes dudes that talk too much about themselves.
Well, Mike's out.
Yep.
talk more about me, Heidi, once. Yeah. Less about you, I guess.
Isn't that one of the cardinal sins of even just dating, hanging out with people? You just you don't want to be with somebody who spends the entire time yapping about them.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah, Callie.
Doubts and Kraus hates insecure guys with too much aggression and unhappiness in their lives.
That's funny because I love those kind of guys.
See?
Yeah.
And Alessandra Ambrosio doesn't like guys who are too into themselves, too obsessed with their personal appearance.
Yeah.
You don't want a guy who's fighting the mirror. Fighting
no, you,
you
don't.
For the mirror. Yeah.
You want a big, doughy, drunk dude like
she's
me.
She's on the way out the door and he's still standing in front of the mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're a heterosexual male and you have a free moment and you really want to kill yourself or hurt something, go Google Marissa Miller's husband. And take a look at that guy.
Really?
And, yeah, you will break something or just take your own life.
Is he not deserving? Is that what you say? He's not worthy?
It might, well, it's the quintessential picture of hot chicks with douchebags guy. He's got the faux hawk. He's got the dumb face. He's about 4 inches shorter than her.
Awesome.
Women are so much better than guys.
And according to TMZ.com, Paris Hilton and her boyfriend Doug Reinhardt got into a huge fight early this morning. So much so that the LAPD had to be called. The caller who contacted LAPD via 911 complained of drunk people arguing. This happened a few hours ago this morning in the Hollywood Hills. Apparently, Paris was seen screaming in her driveway at Doug as he was getting into his car. She was screaming, "Don't go, don't go." Apparently, Doug got out of the car. Then they started shoving each other.
Oh.
Eyewitnesses saw Paris and Doug go back up the driveway last we heard, so apparently the cops have interviewed the two of them. No word yet on whether there'll be any charges, but apparently there was a loud, vociferous fight in the driveway this morning.
Did he shout,
"Stop whoring around, Paris! Stop being a whore!"
I think that's what did it. That's what caused
the problem.
Right. I'm looking now at the photo of Marissa Miller's
Wow, you weren't kidding!
Husband, yeah. That is unacceptable.
Right? It's unbelievable.
We're going to put that up maybe tomorrow as a picture of the day.
Unacceptable.
Yes.
Wow.
Marissa Miller looks like one of the stray cats.
Marissa Miller, for those
she playing bass.
For those of you that don't recognize the name, was on the Sports Illustrated cover.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she's one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Victoria's Secret, everything. She's look a at monster him. Supermodel.
Wow.
He is a tool.
He is a giant tool.
Oh.
He looks like
wow
a bass player from a rockabilly band.
But not a good one.
No.
Not Stray Cats or any of those.
No, like Stray Cat Mania, the cover band in
cover
Vegas.
Band, right. What a douchebag. But he's got her, so
he's got
he wins.
Something going on, you
he
guys.
Wins. He wins. He does win.
What is he packing in his pants, you have to imagine? He's got to have an anaconda, right?
Who knows?
Either that, but he...
He can breathe through his ears and touch his tongue to his nose? What do you think, Callie?
Well, I'm over here. I can't see him, to be honest.
I mean, you're useless.
I wasn't going to go over there.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Kevin Nealon is 56 years old today. He, of course, one of the stars of the popular Showtime program, Weeds, along with Elizabeth Perkins. She's also in that show, right?
Yeah, she is.
She's 49 years old today. They share a birthday. Oscar from The Office, Oscar Nunez, is 51.
Great champion.
Nope.
No, it's Oscar De La Hoya. It's very different.
Very different.
See, by the way, speaking of boxing, that Mayweather said Pacquiao doesn't want to fight him.
No, really?
He's afraid of him. That's what he's saying.
He's saying Pacquiao's afraid of him?
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't want to fight him. Doesn't want a piece of me.
This is why he's so entertaining, though, is because he'll mouth off all the way up to the fight.
Oh, I want this fight to happen so bad.
Me too.
Singer Kim Wilde's 49 years old today. Guitarist Kirk Hammett of Metallica is 47. Owen Wilson celebrates his 41st birthday. Peter Wilson, La Femme Nikita, is 39. And Chloe Sevigny from Big Love on HBO is 35. And our little intern, Laura, celebrates her birthday today. It's her last day with us today, buddy.
Aww.
Yes, it is. Little
happy
baby
birthday,
Huey.
Laura.
We'll miss her.
Yeah.
And her insanity. She's 22. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So from time to time, we like to take a look at what celebrities are tweeting, because sometimes they're not good.
It's time for
Bad Celebrity Tweets.
Yeah, that's right.
Bad Celebrity Tweets.
Let's see what kind of bullshit they're tweeting about.
All right, let's begin with Miss Lindsay Lohan.
Hello.
And some of the things that she has tweeted about.
So fun when someone spills a sticky diet cola all over you. Not even regular cola. Diet. It gross.
Oh my God.
Really? Like regular cola is less gross to be spilled on you? Is there a difference?
It's got sugar in it?
To Samantha Ronson, I'm sorry. Early mornings without my girl just seem to get the best of me. No fun.
Wow.
I'm so glad.
I'm sorry I'm not reading those.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
Yeah, it is.
Runner test. New Laker. And he tweets a lot. He's got like 5 accounts.
Really?
Yes.
Here we go.
Got a lot to say.
Psycho Mike will now be doing.
I got Chinese Twitter.
What?
What?
I got Chinese Twitter.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Like he has an account in China?
That's what it says.
Maybe? Okay. All right.
Mr. QB, a.k.a. Ruck the Jackal, a.k.a. Ruck, a.k.a. Mr. Chalice, a.k.a. Chalice, a.k.a. Foul Monday, a.k.a. Foul, a.k.a. Queens Bid, Ron, Artest, new rap group, what?
Now, do a lot of other people know what that means and just not me, or?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
And finally.
If I didn't know, by the way, I've never been a big Ron Artest fan. I think he's, you know, too much of a thug, and he plays defense by holding and elbowing and blah, blah, blah. And I'm a Laker fan, but I didn't realize how crazy he was.
He's awesome.
The fact that he's crazy makes him awesome in my book as well, and now I'm fine with
it. He's crazy and an open book, which makes for great stuff.
Yes.
And finally, don't get scared, B.E.T.
They shouldn't be scared.
Well, that's good advice.
Don't you agree?
For B.E.T., they shouldn't be scared.
Yeah.
Yes. Lisa or Callie is going to do Paris Hilton and some of her magic tweets.
Going to bed. Have a busy day tomorrow. Sweet dreams, everyone. Love, Paris. XOXO. Princess Piglet is adorable. She's so happy here in her new home with me. All my other pets love her, too. She's too cute for words. Taking Princess Piglet for a walk in my backyard. She's so smart. She's litter box trained and leash trained, too. I love my little piggy.
That's happening on Twitter.
Yeah, that's what
people
are reading.
This is why Twitter is bogus.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think
why do you people like it?
There is the problem is that you're searching for a diamond in a field of poop. But there is good stuff out there.
I'm not spending any time in a field of poop. But even there's a diamond in there. I'm saying, you know what? I'm not going to bother looking for that diamond. Too much poop.
I follow like nine or ten people. That's it for me because
that's poop.
Yeah.
You find 9 or 10 poops.
But even people that I love, 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 like Kevin Smith, I can't.
There's a lot to get through to get to the diamond.
He tweets so much that it's just overwhelming. Yeah. So, you know, every once in a while I have to, you know, unsubscribe.
All right. You know the worst offender of all is?
Who?
Bean. Guy we work with. Bean. That guy.
Bean.
Yeah.
The worst.
So we're moving
down. He is the reason Twitter should be abolished.
We're moving now from celebrities to radio DJs.
Barry Manilow's new take on Christmas Time Is Here from Peanuts is brilliant. He doesn't do it ironically, but as the jazz classic it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New topic. IHOP announces gingerbread, pumpkin, eggnog, and pecan pie pancakes at their restaurant until January 3rd. Yes, please. F you.
Is he the worst tweeter ever?
Yes. Dear breathlessly hyping entertainment TV shows, it's not an advanced movie screening, it's an advanced screening, meaning earlier.
Oh, I hate it when he corrects grammar. That
drives
me
he gets
crazy.
Really crazy
like
about
nobody,
that.
And he will write letters to these shows. Yep. Really, let that go.
Dear Steve Poole, KOMO-TV weatherman. No, it is not ironic that it was 70 degrees on this day in 1970. It's barely even a coincidence.
How dare he?
Captain Minutia.
How dare he?
Picking on poor Steve Poole.
Whoever that is and wherever that is.
Dear Q Country 102.9. You play more country music per hour? More than what? Than you used to? Than your competitors? Than I expect? WTF!
You're right. You're totally right.
Twitter must be abolished. Twitter has to be beaten to death with Bean.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here with another look at the showbiz. What's going on, Ralph?
What do you think is worse as a celebrity at a public event? Not being recognized at all or being mistaken for a different celebrity?
Being mistaken.
I don't know.
I think that would probably be worse.
Yeah. Put myself in the mindset. Yeah, probably mistaken.
You know, Becky Newton from Ugly Betty. Very pretty, talented
actress.
She's
the receptionist.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
She was at the grand
opening. Not that I
watched
that show.
Of course not.
That wasn't just a comment from you. Yeah.
Oh, I love her. She's the greatest.
Sorry, go ahead.
She was at the grand opening of a Gap store in New York the other night.
Yeah.
And the paparazzi kept calling her Kelly Ripa. Kelly, over here. Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa.
But not even...
That's, I don't see it either, but she said people kept mistaking her for Kelly Ripa.
Well, they are both very tiny, petite, sort of blonde women.
So she just took on the character of the daytime show hostess.
Did she?
And didn't break character the entire time down the red carpet.
Is that
she
right?
She just sucked it up and played Kelly Ripa.
You either have to do that or go...
You have to explain to everyone who you are. Yeah, I can see why she did. Apparently she's got a pretty good sense of humor.
How about that?
So she just answered to Kelly.
I like it.
All night. Good for her. Kevin, you're reading this book now. Mark Headley is the name of the author. The book is called Blown for Good.
Oh. Yeah. I also rented that.
What?
We have the author on a Monday, yeah.
It's about Scientology.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he was deep in Scientology.
it just gets better and better.
Maybe 15 years and almost one of the leaders.
Really? I mean,
yeah, he's way inside.
Now he's out and blowing the whistle.
Oh.
And Star Magazine is talking about the fact that he was one of Tom Cruise's trainers in the organization, apparently.
Wow, that is
right
there, yeah.
He said he trained Tom to become a member of the church by making him talk to inanimate objects, chairs, ashtrays, books, desks, bottles, to train him how to deal with people out of the faith.
Well,
so basically you just ignore them?
You objectify the other person you have the conversation with. So it's a one-way conversation. You are mm-hmm. in control. You are the one disseminating all the information.
Even if you're not interested in what they have to say or whatever, that seems like a bad way to sell
something. Don't be glib.
Don't be glib.
Right.
Don't be glib.
Matt,
don't be glib.
Well, there was all that, yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
You can think about it.
Talk to a bottle. Tell it to the bottle.
Because the head's not listening. Interesting book. How deep are you in the book, Kevin?
How deep do I ever get in books?
5 pages.
Yeah, about 5 pages.
First page, halfway through.
I'm guessing he's read the inside dust with the author's biography in it.
I read that.
That's what he's read.
I'm about 4 pages further than that, even.
Wow. I'm very impressed.
And when we have him on Monday, I'll have about another page under my belt, so all good.
You wrote a book that I did not read. So I see the beginning of that interview starting. Aaron Carter's having a bad week. Just days after getting kicked off of Dancing with the Stars, the IRS came a-knocking.
The IRS?
They filed papers last Monday claiming the former teen heartthrob owes the IRS $1 million in back taxes. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Don't people have people?
I don't know how do you think if you're high profile you're going to be able to get away with that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it has to be they put their money in someone else's hands and that person just doesn't do their job.
I guess. That's odd.
But that's
a large
H&R Block and get it done.
That's
a
large amount of money. That's not just a small mistake.
Unreal. And we should talk to these people. There's a company in Beverly Hills that has announced they are making DNA perfumes from dead celebrities. These are fragrances based on the DNA, the actual DNA of dead celebrities. So if you get the Elvis Presley scent, it's got Elvis's DNA in it.
Which they get from?
Hair.
Hair.
They're working with a celebrity hair collector named John Reznikoff.
None of this story is true.
Extracting the DNA from the dead celebrity's hair and then injecting it into these scents. So, say you got the Elvis perfume, you get to smell like Elvis's DNA, which I just think just smells like peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Right, I mean,
bacon grease and sweat.
I'm not a scientist, but I don't think DNA has scent.
It doesn't have any odor,
no.
But you will have his DNA smeared all over you.
Wow.
That's bad on every level.
You just take a little dab of the king and put it behind your ears, you know?
Wow. No, thank you.
Callie, you've had a little dab of the king behind your ears once in a while.
Actually, I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah, I don't know what other celebrities are available. I believe Elvis is certainly one of them.
Yeah.
I believe Michael Jackson may be in the mix.
Oh, I'm sure.
John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
If you want more information, which I should have done before I did this story, you should go to mydnafragrance.com and read all you need.
That That's unbelievable.
I hope when I'm gone, some woman's wearing my DNA.
Thousands already are.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Chloe Sevigny. She is the ugly wife on Big Love.
Yeah. She kind of is.
If I'm Bill Paxton,
right,
I'm cutting one of them loose.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be Jeannie Triplehorn.
Yeah.
Or the hot one. The little cute
Jennifer
hot
Goodwin.
One. Jennifer Goodwin, yeah. I'm telling you, who's getting their walking papers?
Yeah, you're right.
It's Holly Hobby over there in the calico dress. Tell your story walking. She's 35 years old today. Peter Wilson, La Femme Nikita, is 35 years old. Mike Epps turns 39. Owen Wilson celebrates his 41st birthday today. Guitarist Kirk Hammett of Metallica celebrates his 47th birthday. Elizabeth Perkins is 49, as is singer Kim Wilde. We're the kids in America.
Whoa!
Oscar Nunez from The Office is 51 years old today. And comedian Kevin Nealon celebrates his 56th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning on an all-new program, we have Joel McHale in studio.
Oh, I love Joel.
Always love him. He's the host of The Soup, and he's on Community.
Right.
For another week or two.
Oh, how dare you!
However long it goes.
It's going fine.
Right, I meant forever.
That's ratings
meant.
Are strong. It's going to be on for a long, long time.
That's what I meant. Plus, we have tickets to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 tomorrow morning. And I don't know if you watch the World Series of Poker, but I do, and I love it. And there's a guy named Phil Ivey, who's maybe one of the best poker players of all time. And he was at the final table, the final nine. And they spent 50 hours talking about how great he was, now he was going to win
the best,
the World Series of Poker. And this was going to cement his legacy, and he was going to be the one name that everybody remembered forever.
This is it. This is it. That's what they said.
Yes.
This is it.
And then he didn't win so much as a 21-year-old from Southern California named Joe Catta.
Ouch.
Who ended up winning $8.5 million.
Oh, man.
Instead.
That's rough.
So we have Joe Catta on the phone tomorrow. Phil Ivey can suck it. He's not that good. He didn't win. Did he win?
No.
No.
So we're not talking to him.
Not on the show.
That's what we did to Phil Ivey. Yeah. See you, Phil. Yeah. Go to the cashier's cage. Get yourself a nice parting gift. Get a stuffed rabbit or, you know, some dice.
Oh, what a loser. Yeah. And that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Kat Corbett is next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. She's got The Killers. She's got Rise Again. She's got that the newest song from Muse called Resistance. You didn't think I was going to cover
I never thought you were going to recover.
That's coming up next on K-Rock.